Blog Talk Radio.
Decided it was going to reset 2 minutes before the show. It is loading up now. Welcome. This is your Talking Dirt, episode number 10. We have a jam-packed show here tonight, and we're going to roll with it here in just a few minutes. We got a couple things going on, and we'd like to get to all that with you as soon as my computer comes back up. We'll be ready to roll. I never had this problem right before a show, but I guess life happens and curveball at you. So we are live here on the podcast. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for 110 Sports Nation. I mean, Nation Sports. So 110 Nation Sports for having us on, and we are rocking and rolling here every Thursday night. And we are ready to get started here. We got Ron Southern coming on in just a little bit. We got Dave Chisholm. He's going to be talking about the North Mississippi, Alabama area. But he is in, I don't know, he's out west somewhere today. So we'll find out what he's doing in the world of dirt. We got Bridget Walters coming on shortly after Dave. And we got a driver interview, Jim French, 8:10, I'm going to talk a little bit about some issues that I've seen this past weekend, and I just like to get on that and talk about it. Then we got Jared Hudson coming on, Amanda McApplin, the Jay Dillon Show right here live on the Southern Dirt Track Report, and we got Tammy Rass, and we might have a driver interview at 8:50. If not, the phone lines are going to be open at 8:50, and we're going to rock and roll on the show. So. We hope y'all get y'all's seatbelts on, your helmets ready to go, because we are rocking and rolling here tonight. I am trying to get our live feed up on the page. My computer just finally got up, so I'm trying to set that up while I'm trying to talk at the same time. We hit a last weekend. Everybody pretty much, we had a storm approaching. I want to engage. I want to build a community. We have a storm approaching, as y'all know, Ida a couple weeks ago, and then we had Nicholas coming in, and it was just crazy time that we had, and we hope to be back to normal this weekend. A lot of places have already rained out for the weekend, and if not, if they didn't rain out, they already rescheduled their races for the weekend for another night. So stay tuned for those updates as well. We're going to try to get all that information out on the Facebook page tomorrow morning sometime. So hopefully we get that taken care of. I'm kind of rambling on because I don't have any information in front of me with the computer going down. But we had a great weekend this past weekend. We was at Hattiesburg Speedway on Friday and Outlaw on Saturday. Great race there with your modifieds. The little Ronnie Roberts takes home the win. We'll have Ron going to talk about that in a little bit. And just a good weekend of dirt track racing. Late night, Saturday night, but it was really a great time. And we had fun, so I guess that's all that matters when you're at the track is, you know, have fun. So, and that's what we did. I'm sorry, y'all. I am trying to do 15 things at one time, and it's getting the best of me. All right, so I don't know why it's not picking up. One, two, check. Yeah, there you go. All right, so we are going live now on the Facebook page. And then we will get Ron Southern on here. Is Ron on?
Yeah, I'm here already.
All right, awesome, Ron. I'm trying to get the live to come up. I had a problem with my computer decides it's going to update 2 minutes before the show. So now I'm behind on everything. I guess we'll go ahead and go to Ron. Ron, tell us about this past weekend. It was an awesome weekend. Had the kids race at Hattiesburg. Had a great modified race at Outlaw. Tell us all about this past weekend.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Man, I'm just sitting here looking at the calendar, and we're halfway through September already, and that just blows my mind that we're nearing the end of the racing season. Outlaw Speedway, of course, has finished their season with this past Saturday night's races. Hattiesburg is moving to Saturday night starting this week, so we will be Saturday night racing at Hattiesburg through the remainder of the season. Still unknown on how many races we're going to have. But as long as we get fans in the stands, we're going to continue racing. So, fans, it's up to you guys. Get everybody you can out and fill the stands at not only Hattiesburg, but every track that's still running. So we'll go ahead and start recap on Friday night. Hattiesburg Speedway, as you know, and you already mentioned, we did have the kids' box races. We didn't have the turnout that I hoped we had, but the kids that were there just loved it and enjoyed it, and I know the fans did too. Miley Love, she's our overall champion. And when I presented the first, second, and third place trophies, she looked a little disappointed, but she did take a spill on lap two of the three-lap race. And when I said she was my overall track champion, her eyes lit right up. And that trophy was as big as her. And that's what I love to do. That's what I love to see is the kids just being a part of the race. That's why and you've heard me say this before, Hattiesburg, the place where the kids are part of the race. And, man, it's just awesome to see participation like that and getting more and more kids involved in racing one way or another through the kids' box racing and then the feature fan frenzy and the honorary youth flagman. All of it is just incredible at Hattiesburg. And I hope to continue that as we go into the 2022 season. Well, almost hard to believe we're saying the 2022 season already. But as far as the way it turned out in our racing, the Pure Streets, man, a great race there. Jim French takes the win, but there was the big one that happened in the Pure Streets at Hattiesburg. And unfortunately, one of the front cars got turned, and it was on a restart, so everybody was nose to tail and nowhere to go for a bunch of them. I think there was six, maybe seven cars caught up in that. I know James Woods was up at the front of that, and he took a pretty hard lick and didn't know it at the time, but he was pretty banged up. But we were glad to hear that he's doing okay. I know Donald reached out to him just recently just to check on him for making sure he was all right after the fact. But Jim French wins the Pure Street feature. Leslie Brown brings it home in second. Brad Tassin in third. T.J. Pratt in fourth. And Guy Landry running out the top five. On the final lap, Joseph Graham in that 71. If you know the point standings, Jim French and Joseph Graham are battling for that top. Graham on that last lap came around and spun it sideways and lost a couple of positions, or he would have better points. So that'll play into how the points are, and I'll get that round out here in just a few minutes. So that's our top five, well, actually top six with the Pure Streets. In the street stocks, we had Caden Jackson. Meatball brings it home to the checkered flag, and he had an untouchable car that night. Tony Atwood, second. Alan McLemore, third. Ben Benoit in fourth, and Chris Stegall rounding out the top five. And then in modifieds, we had a really good car count in modifieds again. Heath Williams takes the feature win in that. Travis Marsh in second. Joshua Matacek brings it home in third. Brian Powell in fourth. And Tommy Beasley's back on the track in his 143, and he takes home fifth spot. We did have a visitor from Texas, and that was a 17 of Trenton Turney. He came down to Hattiesburg. He's a friend of Aaron Ford's and gave Hattiesburg a run on Friday night and finished in the sixth spot and then went to Outlaw on Saturday to give it another shot. So it was good to see some new cars there and a great race there. Now, the Great Lakes, I'm perplexed by the show out of the Great Lakes lately. It's struggling to get the eight-car minimum for full points, but on Friday night, Jeremy Item wins the Great Lake with Scott Ladner in second, Jeffrey Cooper in third, Ronnie Graham in fourth, and Derek Smith in fifth. With that said, let's move on to the point standings. And in the Pure Streets, Joseph Graham is hanging on to the top spot with 814, Jim French with 788. So he's not that far behind. Just a couple races or even one night of bad luck for one of those drivers could make it untouchable. Delane Phillips in third spot, and he's just been consistent. Tommy Pledger, he's been out for a while with some medical issues, and he's sitting in fourth, and Jacob Saluke in fifth. Or I'm sorry, I missed Leslie Brown. He's in third or fourth. Let me get that straight. Print's pretty small. So it's Joseph Graham, Jim French, Delane Phillips, Leslie Brown, and Tommy Pledger, your top five. In the street stocks, Tony Atwood is your top spot. He overtook Ricky Item this past week with his second-place finish, and Ricky Item is 10 points behind him, sitting in second. McLemore in third at 628 points. Doug Taylor in fourth and Greg Knight in fifth. And all those guys are regulars at Hattiesburg Speedway, and they always put on a good show when they're out there. In the modifieds, no surprise here that K9 Scooby-Doo car, Robert Cassada, on top of the heap by quite a bit. Kevin Cumbie's had some medical issues, but he's sitting second in the points. Tommy Beasley sold his car and was sitting out for a few weeks. He's in third, Brian Powell in fourth, and Joshua Matacek fifth. In the Great Lakes, Jeremy Item sits on top by almost 100 points over Shannon Lee, who sits in second, Derek Smith in third, Ronnie Graham in fourth, and Scott Ladner in fifth. So that's a rundown for Hattiesburg Speedway. Let me give you a quick rundown on Outlaw and what happened on Saturday night. As you said, we had a late night, but it was some good racing. The Outlaw Speedway always puts on a good show. Little Ronnie Roberts takes the modified for the fallen 50 and the $5,000 paycheck that went with it. Ronnie Roberts in second. Joey Moxley out of Alabama comes over and takes third. Rodney Sheridan in fourth and Daniel Johnson in fifth. So a nice mix of drivers from different areas in that top five. And we had, I believe, 25 or 26 modifieds there on Friday, or Saturday night. And we had them from multiple states, including Missouri, Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, and, of course, Mississippi. In the crates, Chase Cooper gets the win there with his 27C, Shannon Lee in second, Jeffrey Cooper in third, Joey Pilgrim in fourth, and Dustin Boykin driving one of the Billy Riles cars, brings that home in fifth. In the street stocks, Landon Jackson brings home the win. So the Jackson brothers takes a win Friday night at Hattiesburg, takes a win at Outlaw on Saturday night. Both brothers with a win. Landon Jackson with that first place. Tony Atwood in second. Mike Ladner in third. Richard McKenzie in fourth. And Tim Dillon bringing it home in fifth. Now in the pure street factory stocks, a fantastic turnout for this race that night. We had 24 starting the feature. I believe we had 25 or 26 pure factory stocks signed in. So incredible job on those guys. But Shannon Fletcher takes your win. Justin King in second. TJ Pratt in third. Stephen Chapman in fourth. And Josh Lambert in fifth. So again, a nice mix of drivers from different areas and filling the top five. So great racing at Outlaw in the pure and factory stocks. They did have a few accidents here and there, but overall good racing up front. In the Stingers, and I'm telling you what, this is the class to be watching right now. A lot of people leave before these guys run, but they are getting better and better and putting on a heck of a show, and they did that very thing on Saturday night. Skylar Fleming in that number 13 brings it home in first. Hunter Barfield in second. Stephen Smith in third. The JoJo Russo car, the AR-15 in fourth, and James Rogers in the 77 bringing it home in fifth. Now, one other note, this Saturday night, Hattiesburg Speedway is adding the Stingers to the Saturday night program. So we're going to have five classes of racing at intermission at Hattiesburg. We're going to do the meet the drivers. We haven't done that this year, so we're going to do that this Saturday night. All the cars that are in the pits, we're going to ask them to come out on the track and park them on the front stretch like we did before, three wide, and then the fans will be allowed to come down on the track, take pictures, and get autographs of all the drivers during intermission. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend, Artie. It's going to be a good race night at Hattiesburg. We're watching the weather very closely. At this time, we're planning on racing, and if it changes, we'll be posting that as soon as possible across our Facebook pages and, of course, on the Southern Dirt Track Report. With that said, I'll turn it back to you, Artie. And once again, appreciate you doing what you do. Appreciate the 110 Nation for what they do to provide this podcast to get out there. And, man, I just love racing, love doing what I do. Back to you, Artie.
Yeah, Ron, you know, while we, you know, you just touched on it. You know, here we are talking about next season already. Just a couple of weeks left, you know, just a month or two left of racing, and then it goes silent till, I guess, about April, and then we get back on it. But it's kind of crazy that this season, how fast it has come and gone this year. It blows my mind that we're already at the end of the season, and it seems like we just started.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, Stingers. Saturday night at Hattiesburg, that's going to be pretty sure we're going to have a lot of them coming. I've been seeing a lot of talk on Facebook, so hopefully we get a full class of those guys, and we will see you on Saturday.
Absolutely, Artie. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. All right, y'all. That is Ron Southern, man. He is the announcer and chaplain at Outlaw and Hattiesburg Speedway. We appreciate him coming on and talking some dirt with us. We got Dave Chisholm coming up next. Is Dave in the studio yet? That is a no, not. All right, let me see if I can reach out to Dave. We'll get him on a little couple minutes early. It's been a crazy week for us here. And it's just with the weather. Again, here we go. This week we had another hurricane coming right for us. We had a lot of rain yet the last 2 days. And, you know, it's crazy how it works out sometimes. So the feed on, if you're watching on Facebook, the feed is not coming through very well. It's telling me that my metrics are real bad tonight. So hopefully we get that fixed by next week and we get it rolling again. The internet services down here have been terrible since Ida. So we are going to be rolling here. All right, so we're going to have Dave coming on here in about another 5 minutes or so, and we will get him cranked up here. I'm kind of like a lost puppy dog tonight. I don't know. I had a long day at work, and I was tearing apart a boat today. My entire body is full of fiberglass, and I mean I am tore up from the floor up from the fiberglass boat. So I didn't get a chance. I came straight home. I didn't get a chance to jump in the shower, but we were working on that. All right, so our next guest is Dave Chisholm. We are running a few minutes ahead of schedule. If you have not checked out the 110 Nation Sports, go ahead and check them out. Like them on Facebook. Go check out the website. It's a really good website. It's a really good page to catch up on your latest news and sports, the 110 Nation Sports on Facebook. And also don't forget to, if you're listening, like us at the Southern Dirt Track Report on Facebook. We have really taken off these last few months, and it's just getting better and better every day that we are here. We got so much stuff planned for next season already, and we are just trying to get through this season. So, all right, we got Dave Chisholm on the line. Dave, what is going on in your neck of the woods, and where are you at?
What is happening, Artie? Where am I at? I am in the middle of the United States there, brother, 1,067 miles from home. Looking at the President's Rock here, the big rock with the President's. I'm live, not live, right here at Mount Rushmore, Keystone, South Dakota, tonight. So I'm a little over halfway in my journey to the Unlimited All-Star Grand Nationals. I think I have 900 miles to go from here, and gates open tomorrow at 5 for practice, so I think I'm ahead of schedule just a little bit. It's kind of been a crazy week. I think I left out Sunday, stayed with one of our Unlimited sponsors over in Arkansas, Nozarks, and helped his granddaughter get her go-kart running this for a couple of days. Last weekend, I went over to the famous Bass Bull Ring in the South there, Columbus Speedway. I'm sure maybe you talked to Wes Nichols or been in touch with him, but they had a big race last week, 602,000 win sportsman. They had the street stocks, the factory stocks, sportsman open wheel modifieds, and they had the hot shots all there. So it was racing. I will put it like that. There was some little extra time spent along with a super long race in a class or two, but still was good racing, and it was racing. I don't have the finishes for that race. Like I said, I kind of got caught up in the whirlwind right after that. Trying to prepare to get ready to come on this trip. We did race cars at the Magnolia Mini Mag last Sunday, which is working out. I think it worked out the better this fall because we're avoiding the Friday night football, we're avoiding the college day football, and the race the Saturday and Friday night races there. So we had a real good turnout there. Like Saturday, Sunday with maybe 80, 85, mid 80 entries somewhere in there in our classes. A lot of new faces and more kids showing up. And you can see the improvements right away from the people, the kids and the guys that's been there for last several races, they made a lot of progress, and they're moving up through the field there. Excuse me. Would like to mention that Mini Mag is not racing this weekend. The big track is scheduled for the the super late models. I think it's the Mississippi Championship Challenge Series coming in 3,000 win this weekend, along with their regular racing weekly divisions, running for the track points and all there. So that's a big, great racing. I hope there's somebody that does a little filming where I can watch some of it this weekend from up here in Washington. And other than that, we're going to be at the Sunset Speedway practice tomorrow night. Five-tail whenever for the Unlimited All-Stars Grand National Championship race. We will crown a national champions Saturday night right after the feature. We're taking, I think there's 40-plus probably that's committed to come, maybe more there by tomorrow even. But we're going to take the top four qualifiers from qualifying. They're locked in. I believe the next six will come from two race wins and eight more through the B main. So we're taking 18 of the best to the national race tomorrow night or Saturday night for the national championship race. And that will be it would be broadcast live on pay-per-view. If anybody wants to watch it, they can pick it up, go ahead and subscribe, whatever. It's Dirt 360 TV. And they'll be filming the races live, probably practice and all. They always throw in a lot of extra little benefits and some free footage and stuff before, you know, they do the pay-per-view and all that. So Josh and all them guys are great. To get a little extra free money that way, one way or another. But really, other than that, Artie, I'm just kind of like been traveling America and just with a mind, open mind, and heading in tomorrow this weekend for me. And it's still hadn't hit me yet, or whatever, you know, the magnitude of this, and it never does till it's over. Probably be making another announcements and everything, but I did want to mention that the Mini Mag is not racing go-karts, but a few weeks ago, the St. Jude's 4th Annual Bash was rained out at Gator Speedway. It is back on. It is scheduled for the 18th Saturday at Gator Speedway, Henderson, Tennessee. I think they're paying $750 for maybe Pro Clone, $750 Crestor, kids, junior classes. There was a couple, $150 to $500, I think, in there. Big checks, trophies, 4th Annual St. Jude's Bash Race at Gator Speedway. It's for big benefit, huge race. So anybody in the listening area down in the Tennessee Valley there and down that can make that trip up there, I guarantee you'll have a great time with the Jones family and everybody there. Just like family everywhere else you go. If you have any questions, get a hold of Jonathan Jones or contact Gator Speedway. More information or shoot me a message. I'll find you an answer or somebody that can give you an answer on that. But anyway, I guess report will be back from Mississippi already with a little report from the national race and some more local go-kart news. And we guys probably making a big announcement, but we'll probably be doing another, a theme, and we're probably doing another theme cart here pretty soon, probably with autism awareness deal. We done one a few years ago, kids are getting bullied and all that with the Bikers Against Bullies, done a theme cart, and had us an ambassador that was chosen or selected to represent them and everything for the Bikers Against Bullies. We'll probably be making announcements pretty soon for the 2022 season of a theme card and a program for kids and charity and whatever, everything included through the autism awareness deal. So other than that, I'm just sitting here just amazed at this pile of rocks that they've carved these faces into already and sort of already missing back home, but we will be there next week with some reports from Spokane, Washington. First time I ever went 2,000 miles to a go-kart race, so call me crazy, but I already know. And,
yeah, that's pretty neat, man. That's a long way to travel to go see a race, but exciting. That's exciting to get up there to Washington. It's beautiful country up there, and get to watch a little go-kart race. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's right. Somehow or another, I was on the 5-man Grand National Committee where we come into the tracks that selected for the national race, and we more or less take over the officiating. Really not familiar with the way the unlimited programs run. I mean, we don't race like the normal college stuff. We have certain, like, particular procedures or rules, you could say. So we come in and we handle that for them. So they provide the facility. We'll provide the pre-tech, post-tech technical inspections on the bodyworks and the engines. We monitor the racing with the flagging, corner workers, just the whole 9 yards. I'm like the guy that's in the corner, you know, watching for safety and all that, and planning the pit party. Where somehow or another, they, I guess, because 2021, they chose me as a race director. So somehow or another, I'll be directing the race, which it's like get out on track and put on a good show, and that's probably the extent of it. But no. No, it's going to be a good show, Artie. Like I said, it's going to be on 3360. These guys are the best of the best on dirt in American muscle cars. And they're allowed to run up to 500 cc's, actually 510 cc's with a 10%. 500 with a 10 cc tolerance on four-stroke over at valve, 275 on a two-stroke cc. So guys are running 450 Hondas, Jawa flat-tack track motors on these go-karts, and everything in between for power plants. And so it's going to be the best show or best race on dirt with carts, or if it's a circus and a complete, crapper show, it's going to be the best ever. So that is my duty for the weekend, and that's when I come to see that through. So and next year, we'll not tell where the Nationals will be. They move around region to region. It's usually been in the east side of the river for a long time and starting to venture across the river. It's been out in Arizona, I think, other places. It's the northwest turn, and then probably it will come back that way for next year. But also at the same weekend, we will crown a junior unlimited all-star national champion, which is kids that's able to handle the higher horsepower carts, age 13 to 17. And their motor rules are a little smaller, but they still a lot of power on them. And they'll be eligible to run the senior UAS when they turn 18 years old. So they'll have a junior camp also. And like I was saying, we have some procedures that's a little different. Like once it goes green and you complete one green flag, you go dead or whatever, and you don't have an onboard starting system or whatever, it's pretty much done. You know, guys not coming running out with starters. Get the crank, the cautions, I mean, we don't like the cautions, so it's clutches and everything, you know, it's under yellow, island around, it's just more, it's just chilling them. So we like to go green, you know, green. So if you do have a cart with onboard start system that you can start without getting out of it, like a push button battery power, that's fine. But, you know, no assisted starts after the race is started. We're way the black flag in the heartbeat. There's no rough driving. And these guys got a lot of money in the machines, just like their cars, a lot of time and effort and work and pride. And they come to race, you know, not wrecked, so plus dangerous. So they, you know, we make sure, and they're good about it. They give it, the competitors win the race. They won't push an issue. They'll give a little bit. If they can get around them, they'll get around them, you know. So, I mean, it's a sportsman deal. It's all about sportsmanship, camaraderie, ingenuity. If the rules don't say you can't do it, more likely you can do it, sort of deal. So if there's some innovation or something that gives you an advantage, well, you got to share that sort of with everybody. But other than that, it's a great deal, great organization. And, of course, all the kids are looking up at them as heroes and on and off the cracks. And that's what it's all about.
Yep. Sounds good. All right, well, you be safe on your travels. Be safe out there, and we hope to hear some news from Washington next Thursday right here on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Artie.
All right. That is Dave Chisholm, y'all. He is traveling across the country right now. He is going to Spokane, Washington for a big kart race up that way. So we'll have some news from that next Thursday night right here on the Southern Dirt Track Report. I want to run through a couple of things real quick. We got Pike County Speedway will be closed for the rest of September, and will be they're going to reevaluate everything at the beginning of October. So October they'll be figuring it out, and they're looking for sponsors right now for the Jambalaya 100 at Pike County Speedway. Check them out. They are looking for sponsors. They just got Smokehouse Barbecue to sign on there. And it's in Kentwood, Louisiana. Smokehouse Barbecue support Dirt Track Racing, so you support them. They're in Kentwood, and they will be a sponsor for the Jambalaya 100. Also, SCCI is coming on for a sponsorship. That's Pipeline Construction Company. That you see them all over, a lot of cars. But they are going to be supporting the Jambalaya 100 as well. So y'all check out Pike County Speedway Facebook page for more information. They will not be running on October the 2nd for sure. That will be Gumbo National Night. We'll be talking about Gumbo National in just a little bit up at Greenville Speedway with Jay Dillon right here on the Southern Dirt Track Report. We have some news to tell you out of Thunder Valley Speedway in Glenmore, Louisiana. This week they're running rookies, factory stocks, pro mods, limited streets, stingers, and your late models. 6:30 p.m., drivers meeting, 7 o'clock, they're going to pack the track. At 7:30, hot laps begin, and then they will be running in the rookie, factory stock, pro mods, limited sports mods, street stock, stingers, and the dirt late models will be running at the end of the night. So we got some good things coming up. They are giving away, I don't know if they already have gave it away, but yesterday they had a status. They're giving away 2 general admission tickets, actually 4 general admission tickets. You go like and share their post on the page from yesterday at 5:38 p.m., and they will get you set. Also at the Thunder Valley Speedway, Rob Litton competes nationally for the weekly late model division. He's in first place. He's 6th in national. Dakota Smith from Tulips, Louisiana. He's in 24th in national, 2nd place at Thunder Valley Speedway. And then you got Jerry Bosco from Flatwood, Louisiana. He's 16th nationally, and he is 3rd running at the Thunder Valley. So they have some good things going on over at the Thunder Valley. And we will get some more information coming from them. I'm going to try to have the promoter on next week, and we'll talk to Thunder Valley next weekend, next Thursday night, hopefully. It's been a really good time over there. I went there, like I say, every time I talk about Thunder Valley, top-notch facility. It is the brightest track on the circuit. No lie, this place has so many lights on it, on the track. It's got football stadium lighting, basically, is what it's got. And it makes a world of difference. And I know if you're a driver at that track, you can actually see where you're going. You don't have any problems there. So, we have a great place right there in just south of Alexandria. I guess it's southwest of Alexandria. And we will be rocking and rolling. We also have, let's talk real quick. let's talk real quick about the Rev in Monroe, Louisiana. Their next race will be September 24th, and it will be the World of Outlaws late models. I want to say that they rescheduled that. That was the 24th and 25th. They had the World of Outlaws late model series coming. They have postponed that until 2022. So next season they will have that. Due to the current tire shortage, they are unable to come together with a solution that would allow us to move forward with the event. As of now, we have no further events planned for this year. We would like to thank everyone for the support of the Rev throughout the racing season. So the Rev is completely done for this season. That place is awesome each and every weekend that they're open. It used to be an asphalt track, and now it is a dirt track. Dylan Scott, country singer, is very involved with it. He is a promoter there, and it's a beautiful place to go visit on a race night. All right, now we're going to go over to the Panhandle of Florida. We are going to talk a little Northwest Florida Speedway with Bridget Walters. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Let's talk about a little bit about Northwest Florida. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
It's currently raining. We're praying that it's going to dry up, but it's been raining for the last several days, and it is forecast to rain all through next week, probably like Monday or so. So we are still currently scheduling and hoping and praying. It's only 60% chance on Saturday, so it's our first responders night, $5 general admission for first responders, regular night of racing. Then we have that Wolfpack race for Bradley Wolf. And so that's what our plan is for this weekend. And we're just praying that the rain will hold off and let us get it in.
Definitely, yeah. The rain has been from Hurricane Nicholas. It hits Texas, but really Mobile, and from Mobile to Destin have been getting hammered the last few days from that hurricane. It's crazy how far the hurricane is still spinning in South Louisiana, and it has no rain over here, and all the rain is over there by y'all. So, yeah, we hope that it dries up in time for the race this Saturday night. Tell us what's going on with the races this weekend, if we have them. First responders and what classes and all that good stuff.
So we're going to have our normal classes. We're going to have 602 mod, pure stock bomber, vintage slingshot stingers, and then we'll have the Wolfpack race, which is three different classes that are welcome to come in. Bradley Wolf passed away a couple weeks, probably about a month ago now at this point. And so he just had some really good friends in all of the classes, and they all work together on their cars out of the same type of shop. So vintage stock and pure stock all run that. They just wanted to do something, and all of the proceeds go to the family. It's just a fun thing whenever they get out there on the track and just kind of, support his family. His brother races. They race together in the vintage class, and they were super close. So all of that money goes back to that family, and then they get some personalized trophies that Scott had made, and some of the other drivers are willing to make for that for the next couple races. So there's that. And so if we get this in, we're praying to get it in, we'll be having our mods, their end of points is in September, and so we'll be doing one of the like a double points for them on this next race.
So double points for the mods. That should pull a lot. And do y'all do IMCA there, or is it UMP?
We do. It's IMCA.
That's a great organization.
We have our. What are you saying?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that we had our points out. We put that up. We got out them a little late this week. Well, we didn't get them out last week because the lady who does our points had COVID, and so she is doing substantially better, and she's just had a long week, you know, with all that stuff going on. But so we got that out today. For Vintage, the leader is Robert Wolf, the brother to Bradley. And then we have J.D. Fuqua and Mike Lowry. In the IMCA mods, we got Owen Barnhill, Larry Falk, and James Rohde in the top three. Bomber is Josh Lewis, Charlie McDaniel, and Hunter Stacks. In Pure Stock, we have Jason Jackson, Cody Barnhill, and Owen Barnhill. The top three slingshots, we have Cade Cartwright, Zachary Halford, and Madison Tugman. In Stinger, we have Danny Monahan and Dustin Monahan, then Cody Cook. In 602, we have Dale Lucas, Brent Cartwright, and Johnny Wright Jr. is going to round out all of those. This weekend, we are doing a special thing for the 13 fallen soldiers that lost their lives over in Afghanistan. We pulled some drivers from each class, and we're going to do just a little remembrance of them this weekend.
Yeah, some of the tracks last weekend did it. It was awesome.
Did they? Awesome.
It's definitely a tribute to those fallen soldiers, and it brings chills down your spine when you see something like that, especially the dirt track community pulling together for America. It's pretty special. I do enjoy watching that.
Good. I think that it's going to be great, you know, pulling these drivers in and just everybody, you know, coming together and supporting that family, even though we may not know them and they may not be local to us. It's just always we always support them, support our law enforcement, support our military, support all of those first responders.
So Oak Grove Motorsports Park is running on this Saturday.
They are.
Depending
on weather. I don't know much about what's going on over there. I do know that they are running, and they have a Facebook page. Dylan is the one that runs that. He is the owner of that track, and I don't have as much knowledge of that track as I do of Mountain City, but he has a Facebook page as well, and so anyone's welcome to go over there and do that. I know that he does pull a good bit of kids, and that's what he does it for, is mainly the kids, and he would love to have as many as he can get over there to help support his track over there.
Correct. Yeah, it's unfortunate that y'all run on the same exact night. It's hard to get going there with the tracks running together. You know, it's hard to advertise for one another, but they still do. And that's a plus in the dirt track world. It's hard to run a track on top of another track, even though it's totally different racing, you know, kart racing compared to car racing. It is a totally different game, but at the same time, we're all in it together. So y'all go out and support Oak Grove Motorsports Park, support Northwest Florida Speedway, and support Mountain City. Is that what it's called again?
That's correct. Yep. And Mountain City and us, we race opposite weekends. But, you know, there's just not an extra weekend. And Mountain City and Oak Grove race opposite weekends, and they are the same kind of track, which is thankful because, you know, they're able to do that together. Dylan really works hard over there to do what he does. And so, it is a little difficult to advertise also for his track whenever we are running. So I try to do that at the beginning of the week to make sure that, you know, we get that out there for him too, so that he has that extra, just extra little oomph there. Hopefully it works for him.
Yeah, I think so. I think that it's good that they run on opposite weeks. That's a plus. I wish that maybe one of them ran on a Friday and a Saturday, so everybody can get the fans and the drivers to these tracks. But I'm glad that them two kart tracks are working together real hard with Northwest Florida, and it makes a good deal, especially when Northwest Florida just a few weeks ago, they ran the karts there, and that's always a fun.
It is always fun, and we're thankful that we have that ability to work with both of those guys over there. They really are good to work with, and they're really doing some good things around the community. They're just, you know, pulling it together for everybody, because, you know, carts and stock cars are two totally different things, and, you know, it works out well.
Do you know what size those tracks are? Are they the same exact size, those two kart tracks?
Nope. They're not the same size. Dylan's is a quarter mile track, I believe, and I'm not sure what. So Dylan is Oak Grove, so his is a quarter mile track, and I'm not 100% sure what size Jesse's track is over at Mountain City. It's smaller than that though. It's smaller than a quarter mile.
Yeah, it's probably an eighth of a mile maybe. That's what George County is. It's an eighth of a mile. But they got a lot of kart tracks out there, and a lot of people are watching our page for kart news, and we don't have too much right now, but we're working with all the Louisiana kart tracks in Louisiana anyway. We got them all together. I got them all the owners in a group. We've been chatting about maybe starting a show on Tuesday nights talking about karts. So hopefully we get that cranked up here before the end of the season, and we'll get it going really good next season. So we definitely want Oak
absolutely
Oak Grove and Mountain City involved with that project as well. So we appreciate
absolutely
everything you do over there at the track, Bridget. And one of these days we'll get to meet. Hopefully I'll be out that way pretty soon. October's coming, and I usually catch a couple races in October at Northwest Florida. So hopefully pretty soon we'll be able to see you there.
All right. Well, we're going to have three races in October. We're going to have the 2nd, the 16th, and the 30th. The 16th is going to be that Travis Sowers Memorial race. So that's coming.
That sounds like a good night to go. So we'll
that's
definitely
right.
Come check
I know
you out
talked about
and,
it before.
Yeah, let Scott know we're going to head that way pretty soon. I can't wait to go speak to him, too, because I know he's a busy, busy man out there. He's always getting that track right. And with all the raining he's having, it's hard to get a track going with as much rain as he's had. I think out of all the tracks, Northwest Florida probably has had the most rain out of all the tracks in the South. And Scott's continually working on it, and we were excited for that. So thank you so much for calling in, and we will see you soon.
All right. I can't wait. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome. All right, y'all. That is Bridget Walters, Northwest Florida Speedway, Mountain City Kart Track, as well as Oak Grove Motorsports Park, which is a kart track. They have both been rocking and rolling over there, all three of those tracks working together as a team, and that is how it does. That's how they do it. In the dirt track world. I want to remind everyone that this Friday night, no racing at Baton Rouge Raceway. No racing this Friday night at Baton Rouge Raceway. Friday, September 24th, we'll be back Friday night racing at Baton Rouge Raceway. So mark that in your calendar. September 24th, we're back and we're back rocking and rolling at Baton Rouge Raceway. As you know, they went to Friday night, and it's hard for me to go to Baton Rouge on Friday nights when Hattiesburg runs on Friday nights. Hattiesburg and Baton Rouge is my two home tracks. and it's kind of hard to be at both places at the same time. So we hope I like the way it's set up now. For the remainder of the season, it will be Friday and Saturdays. It works out pretty good from my side. So we got Jim French on the line here. We're going to get Jim in. Jim, if you don't know, he races at mostly at Hasbro Speedway. You can see him at other places as well. He runs a pure stock car, and let's get him in. How you doing, Jim?
Feeling good, Artie. How about you?
Doing great. So tell us about this season and how it's been going for you. And I know Ron had just mentioned that you're, I believe, second in points. So you're right there at the cup with Graham. Y'all have been battling it out each and every week. It's really put on a good show for the fans. Tell us about your racing season this year.
Well, we've had a pretty good season. We've had a few bad races, you know, like everybody does. We had two different races where we broke a ball joint, didn't get the finish, and then here a couple weeks ago we had a pretty good pile-up, kind of like last Friday night, coming off of turn two on a restart that took us out of that race. Been a rear end housing and an A-arm and a spindle and a tie rod end, you know. But the races that we have got to finish, we've done real good in. I'm trying to think. I do not think we've had a race at Hattiesburg that we got to finish that we was out of the top three or four.
Yes. You know, that car is always fast. And the R13's got a lot of fans out there. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people cheering you on each and every week over at Hattiesburg. And it's good to see that people you know, cheering for their favorite drivers. We're definitely Team French. We love watching you each and every week. It seems like you're just getting better and better. It's you know, besides your mishaps, each and every week it seems like the car is getting better. And I know this is towards the end of the season here, but you and Graham's going to put on the show, no doubt, this Saturday night, and we're excited to see that.
Oh, absolutely. I got to give it to Joseph. Joseph's a good kid. It was year before last. I always do the Rookie of the Year sponsor at Hattiesburg. And Joseph Graham won the Rookie of the Year trophy from us 2 years ago. Joseph's a good kid, clean driver. You know, you'll never have no issues out of Joseph. And that's where I've gained a lot of the fans from that I have, and a lot of respect from the other drivers is, if I can't get around you, if I got a second-place car, I'll run second. If I got a third-place car, I'll run third. I'm not going to move you out of the way to win. I'm going to drive you fair the way, you know, I'm going to drive you the way you drive me. So, you know, we got a lot of good fans, and we try to put on a good show for them. And, you know, you got a lot of kids watching. You can't get out there and act a fool, you know, and you want to do a good job and maybe one day get those kids into racing.
Correct. And I'm going to tell you this, pure streets at Hattiesburg, honestly, each and every week, they're y'all the ones that put on the show. Every week, the race is the top three are all battling for the lead. Four through six is all right next to each other battling for them spots. It's racing all around the entire field. It's not spread out like some of these other classes are where everybody's evenly apart. The
yeah.
Pure Streets really put on a show at Hattiesburg. And we like I said, we love watching you. And we hope
we got a really good field of cars at Hattiesburg. You know, all of us get along real good. You know, me, Graham, Leslie Brown, Clint Vance, Jonathan Wally, Preston Love. You know, Woods races with us on and off, Luke and James. Tasson races with us some. You know, he can't make it every week. That's like me. I can make it to Hattiesburg every week, even trading shifts at work where I can't race Saturday night sometimes, and these other guys get to run other tracks some. But like I say, we got a really good field of cars. I hope I'm not leaving nobody out. Like I say, we got some good guys there at Hattiesburg. We got a couple guys that's just started in the last year or so. That's learning every week. We went for the first time this year was it last weekend, maybe weekend before, to Loxley, Alabama, and won the heat race down there. And I'm used to Outlaw, Hattiesburg, different places, the tech shed being in the infield, and I pulled onto the trailer and got DQ'd for not making the tech shed after the heat race. Had to start the rear of the feature race at Loxley and wound up coming back to second and finishing behind Dustin Ladner, which me and Dustin's raced for years together, and he's a really good guy, so I didn't mind running second to Dustin, and we had a real good time down there and going to try to go down there again before the end of that race.
I tell you, that's a nice place to race, too. They've redone everything there. Really top-notch facility. It's a great place to watch racing, not only you know, for us, but I'm sure the drivers too. They enjoy that bigger style track.
Oh yeah, it's got, you know, the bleachers. You ain't got to worry about, you know, it's built in the side of a hill, so everything's, you know, real nice. You can put chairs out. You ain't got to worry about rotten boards, nothing crazy like that. You know, it's a real nice laid out facility. Tech shed's the best you'll see around. I mean, they pull the top three cars in there and shut the doors. You can't beat the. They put in, we actually stayed the night at the track. They put in air-conditioned bathhouses and restrooms. So if they're having a big race, you stay the night, sleep in your trailer or whatever, and don't happen to have a bathroom in your trailer. You can get a shower. And, you know, it's a real good people down there. We enjoy it. Like I say, it's the first time we went this year. We did get to race there twice last year. It's the only three times I ever raced there, and I finished fourth both times. And like I say, got lucky and come from the back to second this time, and we really enjoyed the track. Now, to me, I like the long track, but Hattiesburg, being some people call it the bull ring, the shorter track, it seems to be more door-to-door. You know, I like that kind of racing myself, other than, like you say, being stretched out and, you know, 10 or 12 car lengths. I like the door-to-door action racing myself.
Yep. I think the fans like it, too. I'll tell you, Hattiesburg's a good place, man, and the tracks have been just awesome this year. It really has been.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a great, great year. Donald
Hawkins, he's done an awesome job. Yes, sir, you got to give it to Donald. He has definitely worked his tail off this year. Every week the track is good. We've had no issues with it. It's got plenty of moisture in it. You know, some of the other tracks, you get a dry spot and a wet spot, and but they working on it, getting it better every week. But like I say, you got to give it to Donald. He's put forth 100% effort. And talking about Ron Southern, I know Ron announces at Hattiesburg and at Outlaw, you can't ask for no better of a guy than Ron Southern. You know, he's a real good Christian guy. You have any issues, need any prayer requests, you can always count on Ron to step in. I mean, Ron's just all-around good guy, and he 100% involves the kids. And, you know, that's the future of racing. We got to have those kids to continue this sport on.
I agree 100%. Ron does a lot for the youth, and that's what we need. We need a lot done for the youth, no doubt about that.
Oh, absolutely. And believe it or not, what you do, you know, I got a lot of people that I know, friends, some family that live out of town, can't make it to the races, and, you know, several of them watch the races on Sunday when you put them on from Friday night, and they really enjoy it, and then when we share them, people that may have never been to a race, and, man, I seen that race, that looked pretty cool, I'm gonna come check that out. So, you know, not only is Ron doing a good job, Southern Dirt Track Report as well, you know, promoting the sport, and that really helps it.
Definitely, yeah. I love what I do, man. I really do. This is my life. I'm from the time I get off of work to the time I go to bed at Southern Dirt Track Report. I'm always doing something, trying to do this and that with the page, or just talking to different drivers and stuff through the week. I do enjoy what I do. I love what I do. Southern Dirt Track Report has gave you a nickname that pretty much everyone calls you now. the professor, you know, it's one of those things that I was just talking on a video one night, like, yeah, he's taking everybody to school. We're calling the professor. And next thing you know, it stuck. Ron Southern, he's announcing the race the whole time. He's going, the professor, the professor. You know, it's pretty neat. You know, and that's not many people that I've gave a nickname, and you're probably one of two that have a nickname that I gave, and I think that's pretty neat and unique too.
Oh yeah, I have people call me that all the time. One of my best sponsor I have. I have several real good ones, but Buster McDaniel helps me more than anybody. And Buster's got to where he does that. He'll message me, "What do you say, Professor?" You know, he calls me that. He sponsors me and Jeremy Eaton. Real good guy. Can't ask for no better of a guy than Buster McDaniels. And he's out of Silex, Missouri. You know, and he sponsors two cars all the way down here in South Mississippi. You know, I got some guys that help. Humphrey's Car Quest and Purvis helps me out a lot, you know. Lookout Graphics, Ricky Adam, you know, there's a lot of folks. Me and Jeremy Eaton run together all the time. Leslie Brown, like I say, good group of guys, help you any way you can. But Buster sure takes care of me, and he has picked up the professor nickname also. So that, it turned out pretty good. I may actually put that on my car next year, on my visor, on my windshield, just so you can see it out there running around.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just happened to say it one time, and that's it. It's kind of stuck for me. You know, I always say, taking them to school, you know, and
giving them lessons.
So it's fun. It's fun. And this last week, a couple weeks ago, Jeremy Eaton was on the track, and I call him the spaceman because he had a rocket ship. So I don't know. That might be Jeremy Eaton's new nickname, the spaceman. But we'll see how that holds up. But both of y'all are basically teammates, and I know y'all both joke around with each other a lot. Here on Talking Dirt, just a couple years ago, we had you and Woody came, and it was fun. It was funny, and everybody enjoyed it. That was the most watched episode of Talking Dirt ever. And I really do appreciate everything that y'all do for me as well.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. We appreciate you.
So you want to give a shout-out to your sponsors?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Buster McDaniels. Like I say, McDaniels Racing. Josh Humphreys at Humphreys Car Quest and Purvis. Rick's Performance Parks, Lookout Graphics, MK Lighting. They do the LED lights for vehicles and trailers and stuff here in Purvis. And like I say, I get a lot of help from Jeremy Eaton, Leslie Brown. We all help each other out. I appreciate them guys getting to buy them with swap parts and, you know, advice and this, that, and the other. And like I say, couldn't do it without them, you know. So maybe we'll get through this season and get all the bugs worked out. Next season we won't have so many breakdowns, and we can give the points a good run next year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we don't know how many weeks we got left, so you know, that's the big question mark there at Hattiesburg. But I believe you're still in there, so hopefully this weekend you get your win, and we'll see you in the battle there for the points. And tight up there in your class, you know. So
yeah, I think me and Joseph are separated by 20, maybe 20, 22, 24 points. It's not a huge difference. But like I say, if Joseph wins them, he earned them. I mean, he's done a good job keeping his car together and racing hard every week. So they sure wouldn't give to him if he wins it. It's because he earned it.
Yeah, it's definitely fun watching you two race. You know, TJ Pratt he's right there with y'all. He's got some bad luck this year. It's his rookie year. He hasn't won a race yet, but he's right there top three almost every week. The car's very fast. So it's going to be exciting going into definitely next season to see how everybody comes around. And good luck this for the remainder of the season. And we hope you win the championship.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on, and we appreciate everything you do.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. That is Jim French, y'all. That is the R13. You can catch him each and every week at Hattiesburg Speedway for sure. as he runs that R13 in the pure streets, always fast. I call him Jim the Professor French. You know, he is the professor. He's taking him to school each and every week, and that's how that nickname came about. And it's pretty much stuck for the last couple of years, and it's always a good time. I enjoy talking with him every week in the pits, and it's a family back there. It really is. It's a family, and Dirt Track and World is a family. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in here tonight. I want to thank the 110 Nation Sports once again for their part in this show with the Southern Dirt Track Report. All right, we got Jared Hudson coming up right now. Jared, are you in?
Howdy, folks. I'm as excited as a fat kid at a buffet line on being on their show. So let's get to talking about racing fat kids and buffet lines. So I didn't get to go to Tri-County Speedway last weekend. I went to Deep South Speedway. They were supposed to have the Mississippi Super Late Model Challenge Series at Deep South, but due to some of their officials getting sick, they had to cancel. But they had three classes racing. It was an awesome night of racing. I had fun. I mean, I was more happier in that fat kid at buffet line, let me tell you, because it was super, the track was super fast, super smooth. Mr. Billy Robertson did a great job with that track, got it going. So let's talk about your winners of the races. Calvin Martin, for the first his first time ever being at Deep South Speedway, comes and waxes the field in the street stocks in the C24 car from Carrier, Mississippi. So shout out to Calvin Martin. That was awesome. Josh Araby, I think that's how you say his name, Thibodeau, Louisiana, finishes second. And then Mobile's Chad Robinson, who is leading the points, finished third. That was a mighty fine barn burner of a race. So let's go back here. And let's go to the pure stock main event. That was wild. Wyatt Parker in the number 8 wins the race from Jay Florida. Congratulations, Wyatt Parker. Henry Bailey in the 81. Man, I was pulling for Henry. Henry finished second from Milton, Florida. And the Dallas List fan, another good run by Dallas List fan, finishes third. And right there at the end, I was getting all excited. I was like, oh, man, Henry Bailey's about to make it a race. He run him down at the end, and he's about to pass him. And then, boom, Wyatt beats him at the line. And then I found out from Wyatt's Facebook that his transmission broke on the last lap. That's how Henry reeled him in so fast. So that was awesome to see Wyatt win that race. Again, I would have broke transmission. I didn't know what happened. I thought it was awesome. Henry to run him down. But Wyatt Parker's a super talented young guy, so congratulations to him. And let's go back here to the factory stocks. So my buddy Chris Hartman didn't get to make it, so his motor still hurts. So hopefully he'll get to make a race by the end of the season. Look him up on Team Hartman Racing for a Cure on Facebook. Like our page. So the winner, Dustin Ladner,
hey, Jared?
Won a good. Yes.
Hey, I was just talking about Chris Hartman real quick since you brought him up. You know, Chris, really good guy. He invited me to his house during Hurricane Ida, and I really do appreciate that. Really good guy. We got to play with the race car a little bit while I was there. He was coming around the out on the street. He's got a dirt road, and he was hitting the corner of the street like it was turn 4, coming into the checkered flag. I love Chris. I love you know what he's got. You know, the car was smoking real bad, so we kind of figured that something was going wrong with the motor. But he was trying to work the kinks out all week while I was there, and I just couldn't get it done. But great people, great person. I do appreciate everything Chris Hartman has done for me, and just wanted to put that out there.
Yes, and we got, yeah, because if it wasn't for Chris, Artie wouldn't have had a place to stay during the hurricane. So shout out to Chris and Heather for giving Artie a place to stay. That was cool as grits. And Artie got to see their collection of classic cars, and he got to see the dirt car in action on the dirt road. That is rated R for redneck. I mean, You can't get more redneck in a dirt track car on a dirt road testing it out. You know what I'm saying?
And I got to see, like I said, I got to see the shop, and they probably have about 100 Studebakers. They got every year, every type of Studebaker you can think of, totally restored. I mean, it's awesome to go in that shop. It really is.
Oh, and let me tell you, if they would allow a Studebaker racing body, I believe Chris would run it in factory stocks. So that may be something in the future. Who knows? But that would be cool as Chris, because they know everything about the Studebakers. And so let's go down the winners here. Let me pull this back up. Okay. I just posted the link right there. Go like Team Hartman Racing for a Cure. Go like and give a follow. That's the page I helped Chris run. Okay. So your winner, Dustin Ladner, in 01 from Gulfport, Mississippi. I saw Dustin Ladner early in the night. I was like, man, he spoke to me. I was like, man, I hope he wins. It's going to be awesome. So Dustin Ladner won it. And, I mean, he kicked butt and took names. Chad Robinson from Mobile, Alabama, finished second. Chad Robinson's pretty strong. And you got Shane Bradford in the number 13 car, Pensacola, Florida, finishes third. And the track owner, Mr. Billy Roberson, check it out, in the 56, finished fourth. Hey, that's pretty cool when you see the track owner of a racetrack drive a race car. And Miss Billy's been driving. Look, he's so good at driving a race car, he can drive it backwards blindfolded. And if he ever wins the race that way, I'm going to buy him a steak dinner. But, okay, let's go back. That was the only three classes at Deep South. I have to go on their Facebook. All right. So let me go run down Tri-County Speedway from my race pass. My race pass is super awesome. And so, let's see. 602 late model feature, Dale Lucas from McKenzie, Alabama. Congratulations, Dale Lucas, winner of the 602 race last weekend. Brent Cartwright in the 77 finished in second. Pretty awesome. Oh, Dustin Booth in the D27. Dustin Booth back at it again. Third place. That's pretty awesome to see Dustin Booth back. Check out my buddy Craig Lee over there. He got a top 10. That's pretty cool. All right, so let's see. Let's go to the heats. Let's see. Pure stock feature, Stephen Fretwell from Jay, Florida. No surprise, Stephen Fretwell's got a super, super fast pure stock. So that was pretty cool to see Stephen Fretwell win. TJ Grimes, 157. That's cool. He finishes second. Larry Falk finishes third in his car in the 3V. That's pretty cool. And then Brian Berger is fourth in the 121. And let's go down to the street stocks. Wow, they only had three street stocks. That's surprising. So Austin Moye won the race. That's pretty cool. Mike Webb from Bruton, good finish from Mike Webb. He finishes second. And then Kevin Lovett in the 12 finishes third. And let's go down to the 604 late model feature number one, Joshua Huss in the 25. Congratulations. That's cool to see Joshua Huss. It's been a while since I've seen him in victory lane. Track owner Isaiah Day finishes second in the 99D. Congratulations, Isaiah Day. D.G. Hawkins, I believe, is your points leader. Last time I looked, he's third place. That's pretty cool. D.G. Hawkins and Parker Bell and fourth. And let's go to the bomber class. Brady Hall in the number 22 finishes first. Tanner Lee is second in the 28. Jacob Hurley is third in the number 50. And let's scroll on down the junior slingshots. Madison Tugman, congratulations, young lady in the 5. She won the race. Cade Cartwright finished the second. Cade's TUFF tough in that little slingshot class, so you better watch out. Zachary Hofford, oh, that's my buddy Dougie's son. He finishes third. That's pretty cool. And then the top, rounding out the top four is Braxton Wilson from Century, Florida. That's really cool. And the Stingers, woo, holy cow crap, Batman. They got 11 Stinger cars. That's a pretty good bit. My friend Timothy Worthington in the 57 wins the race. That's pretty cool. From Baymanette, Jay Mason in the 34J finishes second. Dalton Mason, I guess his brother, finishes third in the 34. And then Dean Brooks is fourth in the 54. And let's scroll on down. And that's going to be it for that. And let me go to Deep South Speedway Facebook page and look on their next race. And if Northwest Florida does not rain out this weekend, I will be there. And if it rains out, I am going to Hattiesburg Speedway to see my friend Ron and probably see my little redneck buddy Artie up there if he goes. All right, let's see. Artie, my buddy, man, let me tell you. Artie is like, he films them dirt races, And, I mean, look, he's like the race car driver. He could do it so good, he could do it backwards blindfolded. All right, let's see. Let's go to Deep South Speedway's Facebook page. And why in the world did it take me to that page when that's not the official page? Boy, Facebook. There it is. All right, Deep South Speedway, Facebook. They got several more races this year, and so does Tri-County. Tri-County, oh, here we go. 3,000 to win. Open Wheel Mods, October the 2nd. 30 laps to see who is the baddest mod driver in Lower Alabama. So when you tell somebody you're from L.A., you mean Lower Alabama. That's how we roll. All right, so 3,000 win. Man, that's a lot of cars, man. Let me tell you. I hope there's IMCA cars mixed in with them UMPs. I'd like to see an IMCA whoop a UMP. That would be cool as grits in my book. And let's see. The September 18th racing event has been taken off the schedule. The next event will be 3,000 win open mods October the 2nd. So if you have a open mod car, bring your car to Deep South Speedway. You'd be crazy not to race for $3,000. $3,000 is a lot of money. Man, you know how many tires you could buy for $3,000 in a race car? Woo! All kind of race car parts. So, all right. And let me look to see when the next Shine Run is. September the 5th, July. All right. Let me look at the next schedule. Let's see. October 2nd. Okay, they got 602s, mods. Street stocks, pure stocks, and the Stinger cars or tuners, whichever you want to call them cars. And then October 16th at Deep South Speedway, you got 604 mods, street stocks, pure stocks, factory stocks, junior bombers. And October 30th, 602 mods, street stocks, pure stocks, and the tuners. And I really, really hope that they replace the Deep South 100 race. I hope they replace it with a super, super huge race. That would be awesome. And let's go over to Tri-County Speedway's Facebook page to see when their next race is. So shout out to Isaiah Day and his family, and pray for Miss Marilyn. I know she's been sick. Pray for her. I thank the world of her and the Day family. They're really, really good people. All right, so let's go back to the last post was September the 10th. It's still warm enough for a cool new treat. Oh, wow, they got vanilla ice cream and chocolate swirl and a cone at the racetrack. Now, how cool is that? How often do you go to a racetrack and they got ice cream at the racetrack, man? That just makes me want to go there. All right. And let me find their schedule here. And it is missing. Trying to go through their pictures here, through their old posts to find their schedule. Or I can just look on my race pass. My race pass is awesome. Deep South Speedway uses speed score 1. SpeedScore 1 is a cool site. It's not as easy to use as my race pass. But the cool thing about SpeedScore 1 is that it does not require internet service to use. They can use it at the racetrack, and it's really cool. And so shout out to the new race director at Deep South Speedway, Mr. Jeff Clark. He has taken over the race director. Mr. Bill Richardson has stepped down. Mr. Bill still works at the track. I saw him Saturday and spoke to him. He was driving the John Deere tractor, working the track. So that's cool to see Mr. Bill stepping down, still working at the racetrack. And congratulations, Mr. Jeff Clark, as new race director at Deep South Speedway. And let me go to Tri-County Speedway home on my race pass. I'm not seeing a schedule on there. I'll have to go back and look on their Facebook. But, come on out and support local dirt track racing. I can't wait to see Deep South Speedway back racing. Can't wait to go back to the Swamp Tri-County Speedway. And we got to get Artie to the Swamp Tri-County Speedway because it's the finest facility that you'll ever want to see in dirt track racing, in my opinion.
We are definitely going to check out Tri-County, no doubt.
Okay, great. And bring your mosquito spray, because it's like I always say, watch out for them mosquitoes, because it's like Uncle Si said. He's like, hey, mosquitoes so big here in Louisiana, you slap them, they'll slap you right back, Jack. Well, that's the way it is in Alabama. Them mosquitoes down there are so big, if you slap them, they'll slap you right back.
Definitely. Any last things you want to touch real quick?
Yes, just want to tell people that go to church on Sunday, because God bless them, they'll be at the racetrack. And, check out our supporter auction on the page. We got several supporters, $4.99 a month. Subscribe. It's cheap. Everybody can afford it. You get extra content. You get heat races. We're going to be adding some more stuff to it later. And if you'd like to donate to the Southern Dirt Track Report, we're taking donations because Artie could use a video camera. Because, you know, there's only so long you can video on a cell phone. If you love what we do, consider donating. Help us out. You know, and if you'd like to sponsor us, let us know. Artie can get a sponsorship package up and buy the supporter option. It's cheap. And also, I want to tell everybody that God loves you. Jesus saves. Go to church on Sunday. Thank y'all.
Thank you so much, Terry. And, yeah, where can you go and watch extra hours of racing for only $4.99 a month, y'all? That's right. We got the supporter tag. Once we hit 10,000, they gave us a supporter tag on Facebook. And now for $4.99 a month, $60 a year, hours and hours and hours of extra bonus footage that you cannot find anywhere else unless you subscribe to the Southern Dirt Track Report. It's a great deal. It really is. We are going to be hopefully next season. I wanted to try to get it by this season. I wanted to try to get some paid, you know, try to get some people out there recording at different places that we cover. So next year we hope to have a camera each and every week at a few extra tracks, Greenville being one of them, Jackson, Tri-County each and every week, and Deep South, and hopefully we get Hattiesburg and everybody covered next year, and it will be all for $4.99 a month. You'll be able to watch 10, 11, 12 different tracks each and every week, all the action right here on the Southern Dirt Track Report. Subscribe to us, support us, support what we're doing, this podcast, the 110 Nation Sports, and everybody in between that's really been putting the Southern Dirt Track Report where it needs to be. All right, we are going to be talking to some Jackson Motor Speedway now. We have Amanda on the phone. Wedding day,
Hi. Envisioned in your mind. I'm
how
good.
Are
how are y'all?
Oh, I'm doing great. So tell us about your past weekend. How did everything go?
Oh, everything went really well. It was the KMSA weekend. They brought 12 cars with them. And by the time the feature hit, two had already blown motors, and I think one blew a motor in the feature. So we ended up running only 9. But the other classes were phenomenal. Everything was great. As usual, the crate racing and was side-by-side, 3-wide. I mean, amazing racing. But the factory stocks did really well, hot shots, street stocks, everything did really, really well. So track held up really good. As far as this past weekend, that was everything. Oh, what was his name? Tim Ladd is who won the KMSA race. Doug Santrigan won the crate race. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know the results of the rest of them. I should. I really should, but I don't. No, that's awful.
No, it happens. It happens.
But as far as this weekend, we had cut crates because of Super B. When they canceled, we added crates back. And then we added mods for this weekend. But this weekend's looking a little iffy for us, too.
Yeah, the weather's been off and on, so I know it's been crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to make a decision probably first thing in the morning about that so that people aren't trying to make a decision on where to race and us have to make a call Saturday morning or whatever. We're probably going to figure out what we need to do. I went out there today, and it really was not that wet. I got a new tractor, and I went and picked it up this morning and brought it to the racetrack. And when I went and drove it around the pits a little bit, just trying to get used to it, it's a little bigger than what we had. And anyway, I was driving it around, and there wasn't even any mud kicking up on the tractor fender. So it was not that wet. The infield was not that bad, but I'm afraid with the amount of rain we've got coming in tomorrow, it's going to be a little iffy.
You there?
But here, yeah, I'm here. But here's on the plus side, if we do rain out, we're going to probably add a race next Saturday.
Okay, sweet, sweet, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So we got odds this weekend. $1,000 to win, is that right? No?
The what now?
The mods is
no, no, it's just
$1,000 or something on the page.
No, not no. We had somebody add $200 to the purse.
Oh, okay. I knew it was something.
yeah. We had somebody add $200 to the purse. Now, I don't like sticking all that on the first place money. I kind of like to bring it down the field a little bit. So we added 100 to first place, 50 to second, 25 to third, and 25 to fourth. So, of course, we go by car count on our payouts. And right now we follow the street stock payout. If anybody's interested in looking that up on our website, we follow the street stock payout for when we do add mods. So whatever it's saying, you can add 100, 50, 25, 25 to the payout there.
Definitely.
So
let's talk a little bit about the All-American. What do y'all have in store so far? How's it looking?
Well, I'm still trying to get sponsors for that race. Of course, we always do the 6,000 to win on the super late models. That's a given. So it'll be 6,000 to win, and then 60 lap feature. We're wanting to do this has not been set in stone yet. We're wanting to do like 2,000 to win on all the other classes, so that they have a chance to win a bigger purse than what they're used to. So. The All-American will be the last points race for the comp cams. That will be it for them. But as far as our races, and we really don't like to add points to that be our points race, because there are a lot of out-of-towners that come in, and I don't really want to mess up our guys. So we try to do our last race. This weekend would have been the last points race for us. If we rain out, we're going to add next Saturday. So they'll at least have that chance.
Correct. Yeah. That's a good thing. You know, nobody wants to run against 50 different guys that don't even come to the track when you got points. When you got points on the line. So that makes pretty good. So. I seen y'all announced y'all racing at the motor car track.
Yes, they their debut is going to be. October the 16th, and that will be the Wayne Holland Memorial Benefit race. For a lot of people know Wayne. He's big into go-kart racing, but he was also a super late model driver at one point. And he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So he will be there, but he's going to be in a camper the majority of the time. But anyway, it's a benefit race for him and his family. That will be the debut race, and I don't know. They had talked about doing one on the 23rd, October the 23rd. I don't know if they are or not.
Definitely. That sounds good. So Jackson's moving forward. They got the kart track now going to be opening up. And the big track, always a fan favorite there. What about those mud bogs we used to have at Jackson? I went to the very first one they ever had, and it was packed house.
Is
there a plan on getting that together?
We had planned on doing that again. We were going to do something this year. But the man who was helping me with that, because we don't know anything about mud bogs or mud racing or anything like that. We were just we had somebody come to us and want to do it, and that's who was doing it. Well, he doesn't want to do it anymore. So I'd reached out to another man, and we were fixing to go like big with it, like Polaris side by side racing and all kinds of stuff. Well, he had a massive heart attack and passed away. So I'm kind of at square one at that. But I want to do something. We're talking about doing something. Hopefully next year. Like I said, we were going to do it this year, but things didn't pan out like we had expected. So hopefully we'll get to work on that next year.
Yeah, I know it's been a crazy year with all these storms and COVID and everything else that's going on in the world. You know, it's just rain in general. You know, we talk about it almost every year, but there's a lot of rainouts in the south down here with the way we set up with the Gulf and all, and that water just keeps on coming up. So it's crazy how that works. So but anything else you'd like to say tonight?
No, not right now. I don't have any big news. I wish I did. I'm a little nervous about this weekend because of the weather, so I'm kind of on the fence about how to talk about it because we're really not sure how that's going to pan out. But I think if we do get it in, it's always going to be a great night. But unfortunately, I'm afraid it's not looking very good. But we'll know that in the morning. And regardless, we're going to add next weekend.
Definitely. That sounds great. We'll see you definitely for the All-American 60. And if you do rain out this weekend, maybe the following weekend we'll be there too. So we're looking forward to coming to Jackson and getting some good coverage from y'all. We love Jackson. Jackson is our home away from home. And, you know,
thank you.
We do love coming. We don't get to come too often, but we do love going. So thank
you
so much.
We appreciate it when y'all are able to make it.
Definitely. So. We'll be back. We'll be back soon.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Artie. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. Y'all, that is Amanda McAvlin. She is Jackson Motor Speedway. And don't forget all the All-American 60s coming up. It is an awesome race. And as you just heard from her, $6,000 to win Super Late Models. You're just not going to get a bigger race than that. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to be hopefully cooler. I know the tickets should start dropping here shortly. So we're going to take a very, very short commercial break, and we'll be back here in just a minute. So y'all hang out.
Are you ready?
Your wedding day, a day that you've envisioned in your mind since you were a child. And now that it's becoming a reality, don't risk your once-in-a-lifetime event to a once-in-a-while amateur you found on Craigslist. The entertainment you choose for your special day can either make or break your celebration. You can never redo your wedding. But you can avoid a costly mistake by hiring a true professional. We make every wedding unforgettable.
When what you need is more than music, what you want is more to music. That's M-O-O-R-E, 2, M-U-S-I-C, more to music. Find more to music on Facebook, M-O-O-R-E, 2, M-U-S-I-C. Also, moretomusic.com. More to Music specializes in weddings, anniversaries, parties of all kinds, including the one in your backyard where you want some karaoke for all your friends. More to Music. Owner-operator Craig Moore can be found on Facebook right now. More to Music. M-O-O-R-E, the number 2, M-U-S-I-C. More to Music. More to Music. By the way, it's never too early to plan your event. Plus, check out moretomusic.com. Find out how you could win $500 in Karaoke Idol. moretomusic.com. More to Music. All of Craig Moore's services offered are available on his webpage, moretomusic.com. M-O-O-R-E, the number 2, M-U-S-I-C.com. moretomusic.com. When what you want is more than music, what you need is more to music. moretomusic.com.
Yeah, a little word from our sponsors there. We appreciate everything that they do for us here with the 110 Nation Sports. We do appreciate that. All right, y'all, we got the Jay Dillon Show right here on the Southern Dirt Track Report Thursday Night Podcast. Jay Dillon, what is up?
What's up, my man? Artie on the radio, Jay Dillon live, son. What's happening with you down there in Louisiana? How you hanging?
Oh, man, we're just hanging out, you know. We're trying to survive all these storms. We're almost done, so we're on the downslope of those storms, so hopefully we don't have no more of that craziness.
For sure. I mean, like I say, I'm glad y'all all survived Ida. I mean, I got a lot of fellow linemen down there working right now. My hearts and prayers out for them. And like I say, all the dirt track world needs to pray for them guys down there restoring the power for all the Louisiana and South Mississippi folks in South Texas. Because, I mean, like I say, they're all out. They've been down there 3.5 weeks, almost 4 now. I mean, they're rolling. And you know, Artie, you went out without power a couple weeks ago. It's rough life. But that's what we do.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, it's tough. I'm going to tell you, it's hard down in South Louisiana with the 200% humidity plus the 100-degree day. It just makes it rough.
It does, Artie. I mean, it makes it real rough. And up here in the Delta where we live at, it's really humid. You know, the school spell done come through, the mosquitoes done fell off. Maybe when you and your kiddo come up here for Gumbo Nationals, y'all won't have to fight the mosquitoes. You ain't going to grab your wallet and protect your ball cap with mosquitoes because they'll take your ball cap and grab your wallet, too, at the same time. We're in the shop tonight.
What happened this past weekend up there?
We had that hot shot shootout. You ain't going to believe it. Jay Dillon come off the Jay Dillon show, and he drove in a hot shot shootout. He didn't have no luck. But my backup car, my brother from another mother, you may as well say he's my blood brother, I caught on fire in his car at the All-American 60 last year. Little Sammy Contreras, 49 Auto Sales, they won towing over there in Bell's Ornaments, and he won it. When I tell you, he sold up and sold out, son. We built a car in 3 days. He said, Jay Dillon, I'm coming to the show, and I'm going to win it. I said, I hope so. If not, if you have some trouble, you can get my car. Well, he went out there and showed up and showed out, Artie. Jay Dillon didn't have much luck. I had 3 blowouts. Went from the back to the front twice, and then the third flat, I told Carl, I pulled on the infield. I said, the heck was I done. I didn't get to do an interview with my brother. And you know that kind of killed me because I'm like you. I am all about the microphone. The wheel is – important to me, but it's not that important no more. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, my young, and you've seen my hot shot in person. You and your kids seen it. That's going to be my young. I told my young tonight, I said, after this season, Jay Dillon's just going to give it up. I'm going to let my young take it over. Well, we had some big wins this past weekend. Ryan Colby, I call him Dr. Sly Job. He brought that old 21 hot rod. He got out. He got back in racing again this year. He took a year off. And, well, my little brother won the heat race with our car. And needless to say, one of our crew guys forgot to tighten the lug nuts on the right front, Roddy. I'm sitting there announcing. Wow. I said, what is the boy doing? I mean, he forgot. Like I say, he went in the curve, and when he slowed up, I said, something's wrong. The car bobbled a little bit, and he pulled on in the infield. He pulled in there and Carl told him. When I seen Carl throw that cutthroat sign to him, I knew something was wrong. All 5 lug nuts were loose on the right front. So, like I say, one of our local guys, Ryan Colby, won it. And more power to him. I mean, my hat's off to him. Applause, kudos, the whole nine, because Ryan deserved it. Ryan hadn't got to race a whole lot this year. He showed up and showed out. And, I mean, he done a great job. He run away with it. Our Lee's Body Shop Street Stock, Tyler Thompson, he had a baby earlier this year. He drove Jeremiah Toten. Me and you bought one from me. Then in Jackson, we're giving a giveaway car to him. He's fighting a battle with Chance for the second go-round. His son-in-law drove his car and won the Street Stock race. The 9.15 Floor Design and Gift Street Stock race went to Tommy Raymond. You've probably seen him down there in Jackson, man. When I tell you, he got a fast hot rod. He got it from Mr. Charles Moody and Johnny Panel up there in Tupelo and Guntown, Mississippi. Yeah, that shop, they won that big practice race a couple weeks ago. He got the Incredible Hook last year. They got another Incredible Hook this year. They won the factory stock race last weekend with. Tommy got the last year's car, and he won the race last weekend. Mr. David Beat from Haynesville, Louisiana, over there in your neck of Woodville. What do y'all call him, Artie? North I-10. That's North Louisiana, ain't it?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's northern, but we still in the south. Though, if you're on I-10,
that's what they tell me. Look, my best friend, my brother, he's from Baton Rouge. Me and you talked about that on text and the whole nine. He's an LSU fan, the whole nine. He said anything south of I-10, they from a whole another state of Louisiana. So David Beat from Haynes, Louisiana, he came over here with a modified and won it. And Mr. Jim O'Rinkle, the one the interview with, my partner, I mean, me and him, we done fan appreciation the other night. Like I said, he done a little short interview during fan appreciation. We was out there doing the autographs, whole nine on the front straightaway on the Jay Dillon show. And Mr. Jimbo Riggle showed up, showed out with that big old winged outlaw car. So, I mean, I was glad to see him win it. He did win the points championship as well with it. So, I mean, he said he wins the gumbo, he's through. He's going to retire, hang his hoops up, and be done with it, and let his grandkids and his kids take it over. And, I mean, like I say, I told my youngin' just a little bit ago before I got on the radio, we in the shop tonight working on a little Vapor Shack hot shot. We're going to take down to Jackson. If they don't rain out, the car that won the hot shot shootout in my car, it's a Tuxedo Affair. Well, we got them. We got a white and black Hondas. We're going to take them down there. But I told him, Jay Dillon's going to hang it up, too. I'm going to retire at the end of the year and let my youngin' take it over first of 2022. I'm done. The Sting King's over, Artie. You know, like I say, you met my little boy. He's anxious to drive. But you know that ain't the thing that's exciting. The thing that's exciting is the 15th annual Gumbo Nationals, ain't it? I mean, yeah. You said you're going to come up.
If I win that car, you are definitely going to have to race that night because I want to race you.
Well, I will come out of the booth just for you. If you win that car, I promise you, I will come out of the booth. I will get Larry Fatboy Thompson from Cleveland, Mississippi, my mentor, and the guy who put the footwork up for Jay Dillon to take over the mic at Greenville Speedway. I will let him just announce the hot shot race, and I will race just so I can race with Artie from the Dirt Track Reporter, the Southern Dirt Track. Well, let's get that right and be politically correct. You know, because we can't be politically correct on Artie's show. I mean, not be politically correct on Artie's show. Let's get that right. But that way we can race head-to-head. And I'll let you win. How about that? I just hit the brake and let you win. That way I can't finish in front of my podcast, man.
Yeah. All of a sudden you come around four, just stop.
Just stop. Look, you just hit the brakes and let Artie win. It is what it is. Look, because, folks, I promise you, if you ever drove a dirt track car or you've watched them, you really don't know just how bad it gets until you get behind the wheel. Your adrenaline gets to pumping. I didn't even know I had a flat car stop me. Me and Carl are brothers. I mean, that, like I say, we ain't brothers from another. That's my brother. He has helped me all through life. I tell him all the time, dude, you don't ever get to meet your heroes, but that is one of my heroes in life I get to talk to all the time, daily. And, I mean, he said, Jay Dillon, you talk great. You need to get on the microphone. You are the man with the plan. Get on it, and we're going to make a show out of it. And that's where we're at today. Him and Charity Kilgore made me what I am, and it is what it is. I give them all the glory, praise, and honor. I mean, because that Jay Dillon show wouldn't be what it is today without them too. I got a tag team duo in my corner, and like, I feel like Conor McGregor on Saturday night, so I'm ready to roll with it. Don't matter. Win, lose, or draw, I got them always. Like I say, I kind of got pumped when I got to see you in Hattiesburg, and then you told me you was coming up here. I said, man, dude, that's two and three. I done won a lottery twice this year. Is it going to be live,
yeah,
Artie, is what I want to know.
Huh?
Are you going to film it for me?
I tell you what, we might have the podcast live from the track today on Thursday night.
If you have a podcast live, you can get in the booth with me. We'll do it in my booth. I've got one of the nicest the sound booths you can look. I put my blood, sweat, and tears in it, smoke, wood in it, you name it. I mean, it's all in there. You know, I mean, refrigerated the whole nine. Eric, if you got it, it's there. It's just like sitting in your house. Because like I told Carl, I want a home away from home at the track. And that's where I spend most of my time on Saturday nights is in that booth. So, I mean, you do a podcast Saturday night, we do Dirt Truck Reporter, we can do it in my booth Saturday night, and I will be right there beside you the whole night. Like I say, I need to thank some of my sponsors before we get too deep in it. Elite Glass, which is our Crate Racing USA Dirt Late Model sponsor. Lee's Body Shop, which is my Crate Racing Street Stock sponsor. 9.15 Floor Design and Gifts, which is the Factory Stock sponsor. The Vapor Shack Hot Shots, if it wasn't for them, it was a $500 race. Artie, and then, like I say, we had some other folks. Mr. Jimbo Ringle put up 100. Then I had two other guys put up 100. So it was an $800 purse Saturday night for Vapor Shack Hot Shots. That's out of the world. I mean, I wouldn't imagine that my fans in the stands would have brought out $100 bill to put forward the winner, because we lost a fan that has been at every race as long as I can remember. I mean, and I've been around dirt racing since I was itty bitty. and Mr. Larry D. Roncalli. I mean, he was a longtime fan. His brother raced. His other brother raced. I mean, he was always on front straightaway. Dale Earnhardt fan. I got to go to his memorial service Monday. I mean, our thoughts and prayers out with the family, because, I mean, I know I have a terrible loss back in the summer. You know that, and I know that. Lost my grandfather. And Mr. Larry Roncalli, it ain't the same, Artie, with the Jay Dillon show on Saturday night. So I usually kind of talk to him during intermission. But like I said, I got to go to the memorial service. He was Dale Earnhardt, the true Dale Earnhardt Sr. fan, and he went out with a bang. Black, nice, you know, casket, had Intimidator SF on the side. I mean, it was really slick. And, I mean, this Triple-Nash is going to mean a lot more to me than the 14 before this one. So Auto Group has sponsored. We also had some other sponsors to get on board already. Appliance Sales and Service, Guarantee Bank, and Lance Automotive all stepped up to the plate. I mean, they're going to make this comp cam. They're going to come in and do a super race. Then the Crate Racing USA, Dirt Late Models, the Street Stocks, the Factory Stocks, Paper Sack Hot Shots, the Outlaws, and the Modifieds are, you know, those are all our Greenville Speedway going to have those under our lights. So, like I say, it's going to be a great race. And to have Wes Watley in the booth with me Friday and Saturday night, it's going to be an awesome show. You know that, and I know that. The Sullivans and the Comp Champ Series always puts on a great race at the Greenville Speedway. You know, we've got some local guys here that the two times that they have been here, Mike Calisani Jr. has took it home. Leland native guy, I've seen him drive a modified crate car. I've seen him drive a supercar. The man is just a wheel man. I mean, you can put him in a dump truck and he'd drive around Greenville Speedway or any racetrack for that matter. I'm excited for you to see him in person, because when I tell you, little Mike Calisani is something to talk about. And also, I'm not going to take no life from little Mike, but Carl Stanley Kill going at 999 Rock and Rider, Lee's Body Shop, Street Stock. He's pretty hard to beat.
And I'll tell you one thing. I watched him at the Street Stock Nationals, and that man can drive the wheels off of that thing.
Well, Artie, if you come up, like I said, when you come up Thursday night, I'm going to try to have my little Legends car. He drove it one night, one afternoon. We took it out there to the racetrack. And Carl comes to me and says, "Jay Dillon, let little Carl drive it." I said, "I'll let him drive it. Get in it, man." When he looked about the third lap in, and he got the feel of it, son, he was moving. And when I tell you that little Legend with that 1300 crop rocket motor, ooh, son. He said, "Let's take it up to South Carolina, North Carolina, run that big Richard Petty race." I said, "No, little Carl, I can't do all that. Can't be gone that long, man. My wife done left me. I mean, I had to move down to Louisiana and move in with horse."
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But like I say, you know, Jumbo Nationals, I also found out we are going to have a D-Day after the Friday night race. We're going to have a cornhole tournament. When I was younger, I wasn't much on cornhole. Now that I got older, and it's more important to me now to hang out with friends and family and all that other good stuff. Like I say, we're going to have a big cornhole tournament. You know, last year we had one. This year it's going to be better. We have to Friday night after the races, we'll have that DJ be free to all the fans in the stands, also all the folks in the pits. When he kicks off, it's going to be on. You can dance, do what you want to do, have a good time. All the drivers, if you're listening under my voice, all the drivers, we are going to have a catfish cooking. We have it. This is the 15th year running. Mr. Wesley Washington, Mr. John Skate Sr. going to cook the fish. When I tell you, it is one of some of the best fish you ever ate in your life, Artie. I'm telling you, it'll melt in your mouth like chocolate. So I'm telling you, catfish, hush puppies, French fries, the whole nine. Carl does it all out. Last year, like I told him, I said, "Man, I can stay here a little while, but I got to be back because we got to cook fish at 20 of them. We're gonna eat at one, so it is what it is." You know,
nothing wrong with that.
And you know, you seen me. I ain't no slim fella. I ain't no great big fella, but I'm getting there. And like I say, them fish, look, it hit the spot for me. They didn't sit out on a picnic table, and I was like a cat, fat kid with cake. It was on in, son, because I'm from the midst of the desert, and catfish is where we come from. Yeah. Like I say, it's going to be a great time. If you need a place to stay and you're listening to me on the Dirt Track Reporter, call Carl Kilgore, 662-820-0654. You can call Charity Kilgore at 662-820-0654. 4317, or you can call myself at 662-390-3962, all on the same side but the two. All three of us will answer. We'll get you in line with a room. I actually got some of your Louisiana folks coming up to run some hot shots and some modifieds. Mr. Seth Robson, Dusty DuPont. I mean, I got a bunch of guys out of Louisiana want to come up. First time guys want to come up and run the Demo Nationals. This is going to be the 15th annual. It's going to be a little bit special because Mr. Wes Washington, we got some bad news. A classmate of mine, Mr. Chad Washington, he got some bad news. But we're going to beat it, too, because, I mean, like I say, cancer ain't nothing but a word. We can beat all of it. With the Lord on our side and the medical help, we can beat it all. If you want to buy a chance, Artie, you know you already bought one. I'm going to be in Jackson this weekend. If you're in Jackson and they do race, I will have some tickets with me for the giveaway card we're going to have. It's $10 a piece. All proceeds go to the Fight for Cancer, Mr. Jeremiah Toten. He's done beat cancer once. I'm going to introduce Artie to him, and we maybe get him on a video with an interview with Artie. If Artie brings his camera and wants to do an interview with him, the guy is one of the most jam-up guys you ever meet in your life. And all proceeds to the car, Artie said he's going to win, is going to Jeremiah Toten's Fight for Cancer. $10 a piece, $100 to get the whole book, get your tickets while they last, because I'm giving away October 1st.
Definitely, definitely. All right, Jay Dillon, we appreciate you coming on tonight. The Jay Dillon Show right here live on the Southern Dirt Track Report podcast. We do appreciate that. Thank you so much for all you do. We'll see you soon.
I'll see you in a couple weeks. Thank you, brother. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Thank you. All right, y'all. That is Jay Dillon, Jay Dillon Show, Greenville Speedway, all the news and highlights from Greenville over there. All right, now we're moving off to Florida. We're going down to Milton, Florida, talking some Southern Raceway. We got Tammy Rass on the phone. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Artie?
I'm doing great. Tell us about what's going on down there.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about last weekend. We had our first responders Never Forget 911 show. We had a lot of fireworks during intermission, and we had turned all the lights out and let all the first responders get on the track with their sirens and lights going. It was a pretty awesome sight to see. We also had a couple of horses that got out on the track during our Pledge of Allegiance and rode around, gave a moment of silence for the 911 victims. Pretty unique. Fans loved it. We had a packed house. Starting off, we had our pure stocks. First place went to Justin Adams, second place to Bubba Fletcher, and third to the number two of Landon Harris. 602 Sportsman ran, the number nine of Osmond Jones took hold of everybody on that one. The number 54, Brody Gibson, came in second, and the number 22 of Dylan Hamilton came in third. Singers, we had the K20 of Cody Cook come in first. Russell Estain, the number 03 in second, and Alex Berry, the number 330. Those guys actually didn't get to race their feature. We got rained out right at the end of the night, so they were placed by their heat results. We also had the vintage class, number 94 of Caden White won that one. Second place was the number 12 of Ricky Hogan. Third place went to J.D. Fuqua, the number 52. I'd like to give a shout-out to Dakota Fox. He's the rookie in the vintage class, 12 years old. He came in second in his heat. He was pretty ecstatic about that. He ran fourth place for a few laps with them, spun out the flat tire, came off the track, and went back out there and worked his way back up to sixth place out of 14 cars. So quite a night for that young man. He's my grandson, so I have to brag on him a little bit. And we had our non-wing sprint cars come. We had 10 cars show up for that. First place went to the number 21, Justin Webster of Sarasota, Florida. The number two spot went to the 12B of Brian Eckley out of Tampa, Florida. And third place went to the G6, Brandon Grubaugh, and he's out of Ocala, Florida. It was really some awesome racing, seeing those guys run the track. The number 173 of Brett Holland out of Bald Knob, Arkansas, took a pretty nasty little flip. As soon as his car stopped flipping down the track, he jumped out of his track and ran straight over to the other drivers to make sure that they were okay. So it was pretty awesome to see that kind of sportsmanship with the guys out there. We only had three street stocks show up, so they did a dash for cash, and Ricky Hogan won that one. We are rained out this weekend. Hated to announce that, but we just had so much rain in this area, it's just not going to happen. We are going to try to make that race up. It is a makeup race for our Murder Creek Deep Southern Shine series. We'll have to watch the Facebook page to see when they are going to make that up. We are hoping to have Dollar Draft and Dollar Hot Dogs. And Amco Transmission Total Car Care is going to get free hot dogs for all the kids. But we'll have to watch on that date when they're going to make that back up. We have a big announcement that has come in. November 19th through the 20th, Southern Wasteway and Hunt the Front is going to put on a super late model show, King of the Sandbox, with $25,000 to win. Well, let me take that back. $20,000 to win on Saturday night, $5,000 to win on Friday night. They will do a practice night on Thursday. So anybody that has any super late models that they like, tag them, tell them to come on down. We'd love to get them. We've had some pretty good drivers show up before, Kyle Bronson. Of course, Joseph Joyner will be there. There's so many of them, we're hoping that we can really get a good turnout. We hate to throw names until we know that they'll be there. We've had Spencer Hughes there before. So keep a watch on the Facebook page, and we'll try to keep more information coming out. And hopefully the drivers that we know are going to show up and will let us know that they will be there. I guess September 25th will be our next race. We will be running late model, pure stock, street stock, vintage, and stingers. We may add 602 Sportsman, but that's not been put on there yet. So you can watch the Facebook page, or you can also see our schedule if you go to the Facebook page and go to photos. Our schedule is on there. We're going to try to add Bombers in October 9th and possibly the 23rd. They've been trying to get on with us over there. We hate to take them away from other tracks, but a lot of them are wanting to come run. So we do have them on those two dates, but you can watch the Facebook page, like I say, to see on nights that we do add those. October 12th Definitely. And 13th, we will have the USCS back again. So all the sprint people, that's the dates that we'll be running those. And that's pretty much about it for us. Was hoping to give a little details on a race this weekend, but that kind of got washed away. So,
yeah, that hurricane really put a damper on y'all. We got a little bit of rain Tuesday and Wednesday, but from Mobile to Destin has just been hammered.
It has. I believe they said Southern has had about 7 inches.
Yeah, that's a lot
and,
of rain.
So that pretty much turns the infield into a lake.
Yeah, it's a lot of rain. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, keep us up to date. Let us know when the next Shine Race is going to be rescheduled. We'll be looking forward to hearing from that. And I got a lot of places to go before the season ends. I'm going to try to get over to Southern as well before the end of the season.
Yes, at least try to hit one of our good shows so you can really get in some good racing. I know you'd love to see these super late models run or the sprint, so just pick one, Artie, and we'll get you in over here.
All right, awesome. That sounds great. Thank you so much. That is Tammy Rath. She is talking about Southern Raceway in Milton, Florida. Lots of big races coming up there. You don't want to miss out. All right, so now we have our next guest on the line. Hello, you there?
Yeah, it's Artie. This is Kevin.
Kevin. We got Kevin Dixon with, I wasn't sure who was going on there, with Dosen. Tell us about the Peanut.
Yeah, so the we're presenting the first annual Peanut Classic November the 4th, 5th, and 6th here at Dothan Motorsports Park. It's going to be a $5,000 to win 50-lap main event for the street stock. It's going to be a $3,000 to win 602 late model sportsman, $3,000 to win enduro slash pure stock, $2,500 to win open wheel modified, $2,000 to win vintage, and $1,200 to win four cylinders slash stingers the first week of November.
The Peanut Classic. I'm going to try to make this one. I'm definitely going to try to make that Saturday night.
Yeah, so far we've already got 10 pure stocks already entered. We've already got, I believe, we've got some guys that run Deep South, and we already got some guys that run Southern.
Yeah.
We already have five pure stock entries, and we expect them to kind of start filing in. And we're just getting excited.
Not to say, so much, and
we are, can you hear me, Artie?
Yeah, I can hear you. We got a little interference there, but we good.
We are having the Peanut Classic warm-up October the 16th, and we're going to run all the classes that we have scheduled for the Peanut Classic, and all the winners of that night will receive an automatic provisional into the Peanut Classic.
And then it's the Peanut, what you called it?
The Peanut Classic warm-up race.
Warm-up, okay. I'm writing it down because I'm gonna. I might try to make that one as well.
Yeah, we're gonna have that October 16th, and then backtracking a little bit, October 9th, we're just gonna have a weekly show. We'll have four cylinders, vintage, modified, enduro, a pure stock, street stocks, and then we're gonna be running the Southern Outlaw Hobby Series, which is a series that runs in Alabama and Georgia. They're gonna be with us as well. And then for the warm-up race, we'll have the four cylinders, the vintage, the modifieds, the enduros, the 602 late models, and the street stocks.
Sweet. So October 9th is the next race, weekly race. October 16th is the Peanut Classic warm-up. And then you have October 24th. We are still doing the last man standing.
We are doing the last man standing. The last man standing 150 is going to be $2,000 to win. And pretty much all that is you buy a car, you put a motor in it, don't do any modifications to it, knock all the glass and all the plastic out of it, put your helmet on. We prefer a fire suit. Make sure you got a seatbelt. Take all the airbags out and go demolition derby style racing with it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. Monster trucks are coming on Halloween weekend, and then the Peanut Classic, the first annual Peanut Classic, November 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's going to be an awesome time there. I'm excited. I don't think we have anything planned for that weekend, so you might actually see me there Friday and Saturday. We'll see how it plays out as we get a little closer to the Peanut Classic there. So many big races coming up, so we just got to play it by ear at this point.
Yeah, there's a ton of big races. I mean, as you can tell, we're racing or doing something 4 out of the 5 weekends in October. Then we've got the first weekend of November. Myself, I'll be going up to Phoenix City next week to work for the state race. And then they have the National 100 the week before our big race. So I'll probably be up there working with them too. And then I also have Needmore 2 weeks after the Peanut Classic. So I'll have about, I think I've counted it up, a total of 10 weeks that I'll be at a racetrack every weekend, back to back to back.
Yes, what's up? You announcing out all three?
I'm actually working safety for Phoenix City, but I will be announcing at Needmore.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan. Kevin, we appreciate you coming on, talking about the Peanut Classic each week. Until the Peanut Classic happens, we want you on talking about it. Let's get this race out there to people, and let's make it happen.
Yes, sir. We're trying to get the we're really, really promoting the street stocks. We feel like $5,000 to win should bring us should bring us several street stocks. We're also promoting, we're expecting a big turnout in vintage. We've talked to several drivers. And, of course, pure stocks are always a big turnout. I mean, a good track could have 20 pure stocks on a regular Saturday night. So we're really hoping to get a lot of those. And open wheel modifieds, too. We're reaching out to several open wheel modified guys, and they're interested. So we're just trying to spread the word. We're making several upgrades to the track, and we're getting ready to go.
Definitely. We hope to be there, and we hope to be there soon. I'd like to catch a race there before the end of the season. So thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate everything that you do with the fair tracks that you work at. And thank you for coming on here, the Southern Dirt Track Report podcast every week.
Yes, sir, Artie. Appreciate what you do for dirt track racing.
Definitely, definitely. We enjoy it. All right, so that is Kevin Dixon talking the Peanut Classic, y'all. That's going to be a huge race, and we're definitely going to try to make that one. Got so many big races coming up in October and November. It's crazy how many big races are coming up, and we're going to talk a little bit about another big race. A track that I have never been to. I've never been to Alabama Motor Speedway in Phoenix City, Alabama. We got Michael Patton on the line. This is the first time for this track and for Michael coming on the show here. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
So tell us about this huge race. It's a four-day race, September 23rd, 24th. 25th and 26th. It's the 49th annual Alabama State Championship race. Bring us through there and tell us what's exactly going on there at East Alabama Motor Speedway.
Yeah, we got the big race coming up on the, like you said, on the dates for next weekend. We were supposed to have it this weekend, but it got rained, all the rain that we've had and everything, so it's kind of messed us up, but we're getting ready for it coming up this next weekend, and it's going to be super late models are going for 9,000 to win. The crate late models are going for 5,000. 602, the limiteds are 5. The hobbies are 3,000. The road warriors are 2,000. Front wheel drive open 2,000, and the front wheel drive stock are 2,000. The front-wheel drive open basically is what we call an outlaw hot shot, and the front-wheel drive stock, of course, is our regular hot shots and the modifieds, and then we'll have the media stocks and the 602 chargers, which is a beginner class for the 602s, and they've added the steelhead late model, limited late model for 5,000 to win. So got a lot of racing action coming up next weekend for the 49th annual Alabama State Championship race, and the track's been open 49 years this past this season. Mr. Jimmy Thomas started the track on Highway 80 there in Phoenix City, Alabama, and I've nicknamed the track the Playground of Power, and we use that a lot in our advertising and stuff. So, and we've got another big race coming up on, I think it's October 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's the National 100, and we have all the same classes, but our super late model will be going for 20,000 to win on that particular race on that weekend. So, and we got a lot of good, and we invite everybody out. Thank all you guys at the Southern Dirt Track Report, what y'all do. Jared Hudson, shout out to him. He's been up to the Phoenix City before, and we'd like to see y'all guys up there next weekend. And like I said, my nephew was on just a minute ago. He does all the announcing at Dothan Motorsports Park down here, and he's going to help us out on safety crew next weekend. So, and we've got a great team up there. We've got new the Thomas family still owns the track, but we've got Richard and Melanie Davidson, Billy's oldest daughter. Her and her husband are taking over the day-to-day operations. They've got a lot of great things in store for the upgrades of the, over the all season. Then they're going to the 2022 season is going to be one to remember because they're going to have a lot of great things. They've got a lot of great things in store. We can't letting out now, but we will before the year's over with. So,
now this is interesting. It's just something I wanted to bring up here. Y'all racing on Sunday at 11 a.m. So we day race at dirt. How does that play different for the drivers? I know during the day it's totally different than at night. Not only because of the sun, but the heat, the elements. That seems pretty interesting to me. I don't think I've seen a day race in a while. The Streetside Nationals went to a day race on Sunday because of the weather, but to have it scheduled out, 11 a.m. features start on Sunday. That's exciting, and that might be where I'll be on the 26th.
Yeah, we do. It's turned out pretty good. It's very interesting. I had a buddy of mine back in 2016 that runs at Talladega Short Track, Steve Pate from Heflin, Alabama. He got there late on Saturday night. He had a race at a B main that Saturday morning. He started 22nd and found himself in victory lane. He passed Kyle Livingood and Brandon Harris and put himself in victory lane for a 3,000 payday and started from 22nd to the front. So, and that was during the day, so on a Sunday. So, but we're going to have a church service that Sunday morning. Racing with Jesus Ministries is going to put on the church service. I'm going to have Joe Kelly from All Tech Raceway, and he does some part-time announcing at Needmore Speedway, and Wesley Allen with Speed 51. They'll be there with helping me announce all the events going on for the 49th annual Alabama State Championship race next weekend. So I look forward to being with them guys. And Joe is going to put on the church service that Sunday morning. And we're going to try to get my nephew, like I was telling about a minute ago, it was on Kevin Dixon. He's a pretty good preacher too. So we're going to probably let him maybe say a few words at the church service on Sunday morning before we start the events on Sunday.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, I did see that, 9 a.m., grandstands open, church service at 9 a.m. The last chance races at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. starts the features on Sunday, 9/26. But this thing is a four-day show, practice all divisions on Thursday. Friday, we got heat races in practice in all divisions. Saturday, we got some more heat races, some qualifying races, practices. We got features in the 602s. I mean, this thing is loaded up with all kinds of good time. So it's gonna be an exciting week there for the 49th annual Alabama State Championships in Phoenix City, Alabama.
The playground of power. East Alabama Motor Speedway, the playground of power, what everybody calls it. So.
Playground of power at that 4278 U.S. Highway 80 west. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome week. And honestly, you might see me there on a Sunday because there is no racing going on Sundays anyway. And that sounds like a good three-day weekend for me to catch another race.
You just let me know if you're coming, and we'll take care of getting you in the gate and everything, and we'll take care of that. So that's no problem, right. And we'll be glad to have y'all. And everything, we look forward to it. We were just so grateful and thankful for the staff and management there, realizing we're going to get it in this weekend. So for the rain and everything, so they've postponed it, and it's done a lot of good. And you know, so we're going to have a lot of good racing next weekend. And it's supposed to be, I'm going to cross our fingers, but it's supposed to be 0% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're going to see, and hope we have a great weekend of racing.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, that's very, very good. Chances of rain is out the picture, it seems like. And we are ready to see some dirt track racing there at East Alabama. I've never been there before. What size is the track there?
It's a 3/8-mile track. Turns 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 are banked 23 degrees. The front straightaway is 16 degrees and the back straightaway is 18 degrees. Once you go into turn one, there is no guardrail around the upper part of the track until you get back to the front straightaway. So in other words, you'll have cars that will go off the track and one and two, and you'll hear them come back up on the track on the back straightaway. So, you know, it's just a lot of great racing. It's the fastest way around it is on the top on the cushion around it. So Johnson Davenport probably still holds a track qualifying record on the for the national at 13.69, I think it is. But he was taking a two-lap qualifying. He was on the gas all the way around the 3/8 high bank on the top side, on the cushion. So that's why they call him Superman, because he ain't afraid to fly. So
definitely.
We're looking
forward to a great weekend. Michael, we'll try to get up there on that Sunday for sure, and I'll let you know. I'll get you here on Facebook in a minute, and we appreciate you coming on the show tonight to talk about East Alabama. If you ever want to come on a show, just let me know, and we're here every Thursday. So every Thursday podcast, and it's worldwide listeners, and you can come on in.
Well, I greatly appreciate their chance to be on the show, and thank y'all for what all y'all do and covering these tracks like y'all do and everything. And it's a great sport, dirt track racing. So we're looking forward to seeing y'all maybe next weekend, and y'all come out and join us, and everybody else that can hear y'all. If you're looking for a good time next weekend, come on out to East Alabama River Speedway, and it's a great time, and we have a family fun-filled atmosphere out there, and we have some good racing, and we'll have a great time, so come on out. So.
Definitely. Sounds good. Thank you so much for the call in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, man. Good night.
All right, good night. That is Michael. He is the announcer over at East Alabama Motor Speedway, and you know, it's pretty cool to have a new track there that we've never talked about here on the podcast. Really, not even on the dirt track report. They were on the news feed here. We said, "Call in, let's talk about this big race coming up at East Alabama Motor Speedway." I was looking at the map to get there from my house to there, and it's pretty much a 6-hour ride for me. So that's probably the reason why I've never looked into going that way. But we're definitely going to go check that track out for that Sunday race, East Alabama, the 49th annual Alabama State Championships. That place seems like it's going to be rocking and rolling. And I'm pretty excited that we got a Sunday Funday race somewhere where I might be able to drive to for the races there in Phoenix City, Alabama. It's not spelled like the Phoenix of Arizona. It's spelled a little different. But flights. A $217, 3.5-hour flight from New Orleans. But it's a 5-hour-plus ride, so that will be a long haul. But you know what? We are going to try to make it for that Sunday. That's going to be pretty cool. And that, my friend, I believe we have a couple people on phone.
Oh.
Hey, what's up? It's Artie here, Southern Dirt Track Report.
Hello? Hey.
Who's this, Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, so tell us about this this past weekend. I seen on your Facebook page you won a kart race. Tell us about this past
weekend. I won in the Super Heavy Predator class for 200 to win.
And that is that what track you was at?
George County.
So George County this past weekend, a big win there. Tell us about the whole thing.
Well, I was leading the race till about the final lap coming out of four, and I felt the motor bogging down, but I finished across the finish line. Hit, you know, won the race.
Definitely.
Yeah, I found out my gear was stripped.
What was messed up?
My gear on the rear. If it's
still on the rear?
Yeah.
And you won with it messed up?
Yeah. Yeah, I won it.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah, it's always nice to get a win. I did see that you did win. I was kind of looking through your Facebook page right now.
Yeah.
But a big win there for you. Congratulations on that win, and I know there'll be more to come because you're definitely fast at that place over there at George County.
Oh yeah, that's right. And this weekend, if it does,
I want to
shout out to my sponsor, Wes Cowart. Some people helped me out Friday night at Doris County. Dustin Dixon, Joey Weaver, and Mr. Harold Norman from Norman Motorsport.
And George County is are they running this next weekend coming up?
Next weekend, I believe.
Okay.
But this weekend, if it don't rain this weekend, I might be looking forward to go to Green Creek Speedway for the first time.
Sweet. Sounds good. So good luck next weekend. We hope you bring home another win, and if you do, let us know. We definitely appreciate the call in, and you have a great night and good luck next weekend.
Thank you.
All right. All right. That is Brian Foster. He wins. Kart race this past week. It was pretty. He raced at George County, and he took that win. All right. We got another caller on the phone here. Hello. Anybody there? Hello? And I guess we don't have a connection. I don't know.
There is somebody in the studio. The 4493. I'm not sure why they haven't spoken. We were just talking to Michael there on the other side of the studio line, but we did plug in the 4493. You are on the air. We're about to give you the boot.
Yep. All right. So this is our outro. We're gonna go ahead and do our outro. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. The show was awesome. Southern Dirt Track Report is really turning the page the last 2 years or so. We're moving in the right direction, I believe. And I really do appreciate everybody that comes on every week. Ron Southern, Dave Chisholm, Bridget Walters, Jared Hudson, Amanda McAplin, Tate Dillon, Tammy Rath, Kevin Dixon. I'm probably missing a whole bunch of people that we get. I know Derek Perkins over at Thunder Valley. He's been on here a couple times. Brian, it's really a family affair. To put this show on. Chris Creighton is the best of the best. The 110 Nation Sports, just for having us, putting us on the podcast world. And we couldn't thank everybody enough. We do have a supporter thing on our Facebook page, and it's amazing how many people. We've only had this supporter thing for about a week. We've only had it for about a week, and guess what? It's unbelievable the amount of people that have already subscribed to our page. And we already put up hours and hours and hours of good material for the subscribers. So it's pretty awesome how we've been doing. It's unbelievable the support from the racers, from the tracks, from the announcers, from the flagmen. It's a family, and we are one big family in just different parts of the South. We cover a lot of tracks: Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Panhandle of Florida. We stay busy with it. We really do, and it's pretty neat to go to the track and you see one of your Southern Dirt Track Report shirts on somebody. I went up to I guess it was Chatham Speedway one night, and there was three people walking around with the Southern Dirt Track Report shirt. It just stuff like that. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel good when fans come up to you and give you a fist bump and say, man, keep on doing what you're doing. You know, you're really doing it. But we got all kinds of things planned. I got 7 GoPros, not this weekend, though, probably the following weekend. We're going to try to order the hardware that we need to put them on the cars. And we hope to have the GoPros and a few people's cars. It's unbelievable how many people wrote me already say we want them GoPros in our car. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out in the end. But we do have a supporter, Taz, and definitely support us. We support y'all. I've been doing it voluntarily for 6 years, and finally it's turning the page and getting money in that we can go buy a new camera. That's the deal. We want to get new cameras. We want to get not just the video cameras, but we want to get photography cameras as well. We want to get different things so we can make the race videos better, and also, you know, just be able to, all right, this next race is coming up, big race, we want to put $200 to third place or whatever, you know. So 100% of the money that goes into it, if you subscribe, will go back into racing. So it's going to help everybody in the long run, and hopefully give some more money to some purses around some of the bigger races. I'm telling you, this is a full-time gig. I really do. It's a full-time job for me. When I get off at 5 o'clock, 5:30, I'm sitting on the computer figuring out what ways I can make this page better. If you've got any ideas and things that you want to see, let me know. We're probably going to have, once I get the cameras that I want to get, I'm probably going to start a show, kind of like a reality type show, but, you know, in the garage of people's houses. I got several drivers already like, sign me up. So, you know, we'll go film a whole week and show you what it's like and each one of these people's garages throughout the entire week, all the way up from the day after race day, from when they start working on the cars for the next week and the race that they race in. So we got all kind of good plans coming out. So this thing's going to keep on rolling like a Mack truck, and it won't stop until I stop. And we're definitely not stopping. So I do appreciate all the tracks. So many good people out there that want to get on this show each and every week. And I'm only one person. I wish I could clone myself 15 times and get to every track every weekend, because that would be awesome. But unfortunately, you can't do that yet. And I'm just really excited what way this thing's going. Don't forget, y'all, the Peanut Classic at Dothan. That one's going to be a good race. The All-American 60 coming up at Jackson, and just a lot of big races. You got the Fall Classic coming up at Why Not. I'm not sure the dates on that. I haven't seen anything posted on their Facebook page, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that. But some big races coming up, and the Possum Town is coming up as well. That's at the Mag. And just some good races coming up, and we are going to try to catch as many as we can and spread the word that we're coming. We're coming to your track. We're going to try to make everybody's track the next few weeks. It's going to be tough. Money's tough, but, you know, we're getting there one step at a time. So we appreciate everybody that's been the supporter. I have one guy right here in the chat right now, Josh Fleming. You can see by his name, it says supporter. If you're looking at it on Facebook, that's the tag that it gives you when you join as a supporter. It lets people know. So we appreciate all 18 that we have right now, but 18 more will really help us out with getting our cameras that we want. So we thank y'all so much. Like I said, thank Chris Creighton, the 110 Nation Sports. And that is a wrap. We are done. God bless everybody. I do want to talk one more thing real quick. This past weekend, we went to a track. And what's up, Dwayne? We went to a track, and after the races, there was some extracurriculum activities going on. And fighting is not not needed. You got kids watching you act a fool, and it's just uncalled for. And keep your head straight. Look, things happen on a racetrack. I understand. It's no need to get out of your car, risk getting killed. So many people get hurt or really killed, severely hurt or killed by getting out of their cars. Stay in your car. Don't be crazy. Last weekend, both places that I went to, both had a crazy incident where the driver wants to get out. You're gonna wind up very hurt, and it just doesn't make any sense. So, y'all stay in y'all's cars unless it's on fire. If it's on fire, get out quick. But if not, it's best just to stay in your vehicle. We don't want nobody getting hurt or getting killed, and then the racetrack's got to close down because of your foolishness. We are ready for huge races coming up. We're at the end of the season, and like I said, the Gumball Nationals, the All-American 60, the Louisiana State Championship, the Jambalaya 100, some races that I didn't mention. They're all coming up, this is time for the big dogs to show up at these tracks to take the big money. And we will see y'all next Thursday, same place, same time, 7 o'clock Central Time, right here for the 110 Nation Sports. The Southern Dirt Track Report, talking dirt. We're done. We'll see y'all next week. We love you guys. God bless.
Wide open when the lights turn green. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Throwing mud, but it looks so clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3/8 with a little bull ring. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Waffle House with a dirt track queen. Yeah, now that's a dirt track thing. Roll through the pit gate, pit pass pays. Bubba Dunn called, said he got a spot saved. Lil Dave said that he drew a 35, probably gonna put him third row inside. Hey, it's still sloppy on the bottom, hit him on the high side, I guarantee you got him. I'm like, dude, I'm on the outside pole, looking like another W for K-Mo. All cars to pack the track, better see mud or you're starting in the back. I don't think so, lady, the chrome arrows too clean for y'all, baby. Call my heat to the stage and lane, turning them heads when they hear my name. Everybody knows that I came to win. As I say a little prayer and let the show begin. Wide open when the lights turn green. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Throwing mud, but it looks so clean. clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3/8 of the little bull ring. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Waffle House with a dirt track queen. Yeah, now that's a dirt track. Brand new lift, brand new shop. Brand new springs, brand new shocks. Fresh new motor.